Okay, Rabosai. Simon Shin Tzadi Gimel. Masai ha'avel yachol latzeis mi beso. Avel, shlosha yom rishonim in the yotze l'bisa, avel v'lo l'bisa kvaros, right, there's a brisa. Mikan ve'elach emes l'achir emes b'shchunoso, yotze achar mito l'bisa kvaros, ve'enu yoshim koma menachmen, elam koma mesnachmen, ve'en ve'en sham k'vei mitim kovra, yotze filu yom risham filu shchuna acheres. Okay, so what do we see? We see two different etayrim here. The ikar and avel doesn't leave his house. How about for something sad? Maybe that's appropriate. He certainly shouldn't leave his house for something happy or neutral, because that would distract him from the avelus. Right? The Aruch HaShulchan explains here that we'll see it's a yisod, that it's not like an isser to leave his house as one of the isseri avelus. Right? When the Gemara lists in Moed Katan, all the things are usra avelus, it doesn't say leaving his house. But it's in order to prevent him from being distracted. In order to prevent him from being distracted, he doesn't leave his house. What if he's going someplace sad? So on the one hand, it's distracting him a little from his avelus. On the other hand, it's still avelus. So the answer is the difference between the first 3 days and the next 4 days. The first 3 days, he doesn't even go to a funeral or shiva call. After that, it's mace. Also, meaning someone connected to him, obviously not a stranger, someone in his neighborhood who he's connected to, then he goes to the funeral, he goes to the cemetery, and he goes to the shiva house, the assumption is, but he doesn't sit with the visitors, he sits with the avelim. Okay, if you haven't seen that, then we'll get to that. What are the two etayrim? The two etayrim for even the first 3 days is number one, if he's necessary, because there's not enough people to bury the mace. Okay, that's a mitzvah gedola. It's like a mace mitzvah, right? There isn't enough people to carry and bury the meat of the beer of the mace. Then, of course, he's allowed to go even on the first day. And says the shah, he makes a deal. Mace l'achirim mace, he doesn't go out. But what if mace lom, the shah says a mace l'achirim mace, and the Pesachei Tshuva explains the diuk is, quoting the Berhetev, that's lachir, but if mace low mace, then of course he goes. If chas v'shalom, his mother dies, and then a day later his father dies, so of course he goes to the funeral. Right? That's pasha. That's a chiv gomer on him. Okay, but if it's not a chiv gomer, it's not a mace mitzvah, who doesn't have enough people, and it's not his old relative, then he only goes in the last 4 days, and he sits with the misnachamim, right? That means with the avelim. Says the Ramah, haga umitzas yom shlisha rei kukulo. Okay, that was, might have been a bit of a machlokas, but the Darkei Moshe says everyone agrees. The law is no game achshav ki in avel holch mesa course law mesa a level base avel kol shiva. Nowadays, the Ashkenaz is we don't go out all 7 days, not to a funeral. That's our minhag. Even if someone dies from the neighborhood, the avel doesn't go to the funeral, doesn't pay a shiva call at all. That's definitely our minhag. The efshar, why? It's against the Gemara. Efshar shalav chiv heyal rishos. Maybe the reason is because the Gemara didn't mean you have to go; it just means you're allowed to go. So if you're allowed to go, we decided not to. And especially since nowadays, it could be that the Tanai was to sit with the Misnachim, even at the funeral. In the old days, they used to sit on the way home. There's not the availability to hear, and other people sit there. They would do a whole ritual. It could be that since nowadays, we don't Misnachim like in their days. In their days, they had a whole ritual and all things they would say, some of which are mentioned in the Gemara, some of which we can only guess what they were. Nowadays, all we say is Hamachim Yachim Eschem Zoch Availity and Mishalayim. So maybe in those days, sitting with Misnachim, it was much more of a ritual. And therefore, it was more of a value. Nowadays, when people just sit around and shmooze, they sit around and say Hamakim Yachin Eschem, and there's no real ritual of Misnachemim. Maybe therefore, it's better to avoid, and therefore Shev Al Tasa Adif, better to be Shev Al Tasa, which is to stay home. So Alach Lemaisa. Nowadays, the Avol stays home all 7 days. However, says the Gesher Chaim, what if it is? It's really, really important for the Avol to go. Then says the Gesher Chaim, even though the Ramah says our minhag is shevi al tasa adif, he's makel if it's really, really important and necessary, and it's after the third day, or on or after the third day, because this name kikulo, and it's a close relative, meaning not shiva krovim, but it's a close relative or someone very, very important, then there's room to be makel, but the general minhag is not to. Even the Gesher Chaim says there's room to be makel if someone really wants to go, like the actual din after from the third day and on. Okay, so it's good to know there's room for flexibility, but the general minhag is not to. Base. Avel Shavuot Rishon, this is the Brisa, also in the Gemara, Eino Yotzei Pesach Beso, Afilu Shema, well, at least the beginning of it, l'shmar birks achoper birks amila. An avil doesn't leave home during the first week, even for a mitzvah. What would be an example of a mitzvah? To listen to the brachas of the chuppah, the brachas of the milah. I mean, not chas v'shalom, you don't have to go to the wedding, but just to hear the brachos or any other mitzvah. He doesn't leave home even for a mitzvah purpose. It says there, ma'amiyah, make a lot of b'layla b'neitzorech lo hefsid. However, if there's a need, then you haven't lost if you're makel at night. This is what we assume, that at night you can be makel for a need. We'll see even during the day you can be makel for a big, big need. But at night, even for a small need, you can be makel. What's special about the night? So don't think there's a difference in Hilchos Avelos being day and night. Chas v'shalom. There's no coolers at night. All the dinim of Avelos apply bein b'yom bein b'layla. What's the heter? Look at Rabbi Akiva Eger. He gives us a hint. La'achar shekol regel min hashok. Nighttime doesn't mean chalos nighttime, says the Chavit. It means when the streets are empty. What's the point? The point of nighttime is that he's not going to bump into people in the street. Because the ikar is not that he shouldn't leave his house. The ikar is that he shouldn't get distracted. And when he's home, it's an availistic atmosphere. When he's in the street, it's not an availistic atmosphere. However, if he goes out late at night, when he's not going to bump into people in the street, or even nowadays, you know, if he goes out in his car, you know, he's not going to bump into people in the street, then we could be makel even for a small tzorech. And that's the minhag nowadays. Some shiva houses, you might have noticed, sometimes the whole family wants to shiva together. And sometimes one of the relatives has a giant house. They all sleep there and sit shiva together. But often, they don't have a giant house for everyone to sit together. Or to sleep together, rather. They don't want to sit together. They don't want to sit together. There's no place for them all to sleep. What do they do? They go home at night and sleep at home and come back in the morning. And that's okay. That's the heter d'ramah. That if there's a tzorech, even if it's not the biggest deal in the world, if there's a tzorech to go out at night where they're not going to bump into people. I don't mean they walk through the shuk and they go to the midrachov or even they walk through the park. No, they go in a car when it's late at night, when they're not going to see anyone, even if it's not so late at night. Even if they go back at 7 in the morning, still they're in a car, they're not going to see anyone. The ikar is that if you're not going to interact with people on the way, then with neatzorech, it is mutter. And even during the day, the isser is only to take a spatzir, to take a walk or business, etc. But if the ruler is sent to meet with you, and obviously you don't want to say no to the ruler, you'll get in trouble. Or you have to go on the road or some other thing that's very, very pressing, like a davar avi, then it is mutter, v'chein nagin, v'din eilos hasan, whether you should wear shoes on the road, we already discussed. Okay, what do we see here? That even for a small tzorech, it's mutter if you're not going to interact with other people on the way, such as at night. But for a big tzorech, it's mutter even during the day, because it's not an iser gomer to leave your house. It's just to not be distracted. But if there's a pressing need, then we compromise that, and it is okay. Now, that is as far as Shiva goes. Let's continue, because this Bryce is talking about a bunch of weeks. What's a bunch of weeks? Let's see. Shnia, how about the second week? Yotze ben Yoshev Mkomo. He can leave his house, but he doesn't sit in his normal place. The Eino Medaber, and he doesn't talk. Shlishis, Yosef Mekom, Eino Medaber. The third week, he sits in his place, but he doesn't talk. We'll just finish up the Mechaber. Revi'is, Hariyuk Shar Kol Adam. The fourth week, he's normal. Afilo Lo Shalmu, Shlosha Shavua, Skon Shemes Be'emza Shavua, Miyad Shakola Osa Shavua, Shnaim Shachar, Chosh Shavua Barvi. And these don't go by weeks, meaning if they start a Simshi on Tuesday, we don't go Tuesday, Tuesday, Tuesday. Rather, it goes by the calendar week, so Matzei Shabbos. So basically, in the second, after Shiva, until Matzei Shabbos, the second week, from the second Matzei Shabbos to the third Matzei Shabbos, the third week. After the third Matzei Shabbos, even if it's only been 15 days since he started Shiva, could be if he started on a Friday, nonetheless, it's already the fourth week. Okay, that's the din of the Gemara. What are we talking about changing his place? What kind of place is he changing? Is not 100% clear what kind of place he's changing. If you look in, for example, the Gilyan Maharsha here, Dibur HaMaskel, Eni Yoshev Mkomo, he says, Bein Beveso, Bein Vesa Knesses, Miu Be Shiva, Shemak Veshan Mechachma, Shari, okay, Tosefes, Knesses Agdola. So he says, in Yeshiva, you know, we don't have this in our yeshivas nowadays. But in yeshivas in those days, your place was your rank. Remember in Gemara stories, right, what your room is your rank. So you don't have to lose your rank in yeshiva of chachma. But it means changing your place, changing your seat in shul, and changing your seat at home. What do we do nowadays? So the poskim say our minhag nowadays. It's not exactly clear. The Gemara says place. It doesn't say where the place is. Our minhag nowadays, the oval does not change his place at home. And it doesn't sound that way. It talks about yotze, leaving and changing your place. Our minhag nowadays, the oval doesn't change his seat at home, meaning wherever the oval sits at the table, let's say he's the father of the house and sits at the head of the table, he doesn't change his seat. But he does change his seat in shul. Our minhag nowadays, the only place he changes his seat is shul. We interpret that this brisa is talking about shul. We don't know. Maybe the brisa is talking about work. Maybe it's talking about base medrash, yeshiva. We assume that it's talking about shul. The oval changes his seat in shul. I'm sure you've seen that in your shuls. The oval changes to a different seat. Okay, exactly what does it mean? Eino medaber, that he doesn't talk, is not so clear. Meaning, right, let's remind ourselves of something, right? You're never supposed to talk in shul. Right, what does it mean? At home he doesn't talk? He's not supposed to sit home and not talk. What does it mean? Yeshiva, he doesn't talk? He shouldn't like talk to his chavrusa? What does it mean? At work, he's not allowed to talk? Doesn't make any sense. How's he supposed to work if he can't talk? And in shul, mimanashach, if he's talking to God, of course he's supposed to. That's why he came to shul. And if he's talking to a human, then even if you're not a novel, you're not supposed to talk to your neighbor in shul. So what does it mean? Enumadaber is very unclear. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, this is referring to the rituals they used to have in the old days. There were a lot of rituals. The Aruch HaShulchan says they're all minhagim. The Aruch HaShulchan, this whole price is minhagim. It's not a din, it's a minhag. It's just a minhag in the time of Shas. He says the minhag in the time of Shas was connected to, we'll see, the Aruch doesn't necessarily sound this way. The minhag in the time of Shas was connected to the special rituals they had when the Avol came to Shul. If you look, even some Rishonim have it in the base. You'll see for the Torah and the Gaonim, there were whole rituals where they would say things in Shul and they would say things back, even in the time of the Rishonim on Shabbos. When they had those rituals, did the Avol participate? Did he talk or did he not talk? He gets to a second week, he doesn't talk. And third week, he doesn't talk, even though he's in his seat. But nowadays, when we don't have these rituals and there's no inyan of talking, therefore, he says, we don't keep the part about talking because we don't really have something where he can talk and not talk in shul. So he says the medaber part doesn't really apply to us, even though the Ramah seems to think it applies, we'll read in a second, but the yeshiva still applies to us, meaning the sitting, the changing your place still applies. Let's read the Ramah. On the third week, it's not that you have to sit in your place and not talk. You can choose. Either sit in your place or not talk, or sit out of your place and you can't talk. But Akshav Nogan, what's our minhag nowadays? Again, the Aruch HaShulchan says the medaber minhag we don't really keep nowadays. But the changing seats we keep, but we keep extra. But Akshav Nogan, Shein Yoshim Koma Kol Shloshim V'Yalav Bino Kol Yubeis Chodesh V'Ein Leminhag Ze'ikar V'Kol Makom Ein L'Shamas Minhag K'Kol Makom Fim Minhagom. Says the Ramah, nowadays for the entire Avelis, 30 days for other relatives, 12 months for parents. The Avel changes his seat in shul. That's what we do in all of our shuls nowadays. And even though there's no ikkar in the Gemara, because the Gemara says only 2 weeks. Nonetheless, it's all a matter of minhag, and our minhag is binding, and clearly our minhag is binding, that the Avel has to change the seat in shul for the entire period of Avelos. What counts as changing a seat? Give me a second. In the Pisrei Chuvos have gotten Zion at the end of the Simen. Pisrei Chuvos have gotten Zion. He quotes from the Chamudei Daniel. He has to change his place arba amos because then dalet amos is all considered the same makom. However, what if he can't change his seat arba amos? So first of all, Gesher Chaim says that's only lechatchila. If he can't change his seat dalet amos, it's okay to change his seat less than dalet amos. And the Pnei Baruch quotes in the Maram Shek that was only if they don't have pews. Like fixed seats attached to the ground. If they fix seats attached to the ground, then even if it's less than Dalet Amos, as long as he changes the seat, that's good enough. He moves one row back. It's less than Dalet Amos, he says that's good enough because it's clearly a different seat. Okay, so it's nice to go Dalet Amos, But if it's not convenient to change Dalet Amos, you know, there's not a lot of available seats in shul, then as long as you move something that's nicker, that it's a different seat, that is good enough. The Gesher Chaim says one important thing, which is, you know, in a lot of shuls, there are chashuv seats and less chashuv seats. So it says to Gesher Chaim, if you move to a more chashuv seat, that doesn't count. You have to move to a less chashuv seat. So generally, we assume that that means you should move further back. Okay, not in all shuls. There's the, you know, if you know anything, if you, and you've had Europe, like it was very regimented, whose seat is more chashuv in shul, for example, the Mizrach, etc. excuse me. But generally, we try to move backwards. We assume that's called less chashuv, because in Europe, the further back you were, the less chashuv you were. So if you ask me the truth, in our modern-day shuls, is it less chashuv to move further back? I don't know. I don't think the people sit in front of more chashuv, except there's certain self-selection. The less one wants to talk, the further the front he sits. The more you want to talk, the further back he sits. So it could be that, you know, not socially, but spiritually, it's more chashuv. L'maisa, the minig is to try to move Dalet Amos and to try to move backwards. But neither of those is ma'akev, if there's not enough seats. Sometimes you have a shul, everyone has their makom kavua, and it's hard to find an empty seat. Then, l'maisa, nowadays, I think all the seats are really equally chashuv, except for the president, which we'll get to. But I think, at least in the shuls I live in, shuls I daven in, all the seats are equally chashuv. But, you know, it's nice to go Dalet Amos and to go backwards, but it's not ma'akev.
Ready?
Yes.
Should one have someone switch with him and make him lose out on his makom kavua in the case where he can't?
A good question. The minhag is that if there's no empty seats, then you switch with someone even if they give up their makom kavua. Okay, they make a new makom kavua for a year. Seder. Not to mention the fact that, you know, in most of our shuls nowadays, you don't really do makom kavua. I saw in the acronym that real makom kavua means three times a day, you always daven in the same place. Most people nowadays, they daven one shul in the morning, one shul in the evening, another shul on Shabbos. So, you know, I think makom kavua now is much more an excuse for people to assert their territorial things, you know, than really lishma. Okay, my humble, cynical opinion, if there's such a thing. Yeah.
If the shul has benches without, like, individual seats, I feel like moving back row is more nicker than moving to the side a little bit.
No, so if it's benches without seats, then you'd have to go to Dalet Amos because there are no clearly delineated seats. Or go to the bench behind you.
I feel like moving the bench behind you is like better.
No, Dalet Amos is far. Dalet Amos is a lot of seats. I mean, I don't know how many Amos I take up, but I don't know. I guess you could squeeze into one maybe. Depending on Chazanish or Chaim Noah. But that's like a lot. Can you imagine moving four seats over on the bench? That's far. Okay. Let's go on then to Gimel. Ha'avel and Yotze B'chol. Remember, we had a question. Can the Avel leave for a mitzvah? So in Beis, we said the Avel can't leave for a mitzvah. What kind of, and Aleph and Beis, we're both discussing mitzvahs. So they're both unique kind of mitzvahs. Halacha Aleph, Sif Aleph was a mitzvah that's not his own personal thing, it's just attending someone else's, but it has to do with death. Beis was a mitzvah that's not a personal thing and doesn't have to do with death. So Beis Pashat is Aser. To go hear brachas of a chuppah or a milah, Pashat Aser. Aleph depends which part of Avelus it is, because it's not your business, but it's death, so it's still sad. Gimel is what about his personal mitzvah, right? That we haven't discussed yet, like a mitzvah's haguf on him. Like Laney, ha'avel in yotze b'chol beis ha'knesses, v'ol b'shabes yotze v'anunogin sh'b'chol yom kriyasat Torah yotze the beis ha'knesses. The avel doesn't go to shul, except for Shabbos. That's our minhag. He doesn't go to shul except for Shabbos. But the minhag of the mechaber, the Sfardim back in the day was, except on Laney days, he goes to shul to hear Laney. Meaning, what does the mechaber think? If it's his personal mitzvah, then he goes to shul to hear Leinig, not someone else's bris and someone else's chasen or even someone else's funeral. It's his, he wants to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So he goes on the Leinig days to hear Kriyas HaTorah. The Rama adds, V'chein leveis HaMedrash, and likewise he goes out to the Beis Medrash on Shabbos. This is very, very strange. The Aruch HaShulchan points out it's a tmiya, because we paskin, the Aruch HaShulchan says, he actually likes the shita that Talmud Torah is mutar on Shabbos. But we paskin Talmud Torah's aser on Shabbos, so why is he going to Beis Medrash? So it's a big tzarich iyun. It's funny that no one on the on the daf of the Shulchan Aruch is bothered by this, but it's a big tzarich iyun which the Aruch HaShulchan does not have an answer to, which is why the Ramah lets him go to the Beis Medrash on Shabbos. He's fine. He leaves his house to go to the Beis Medrash as Beseder. But if we assume that Talmud Torah is Usur, as the Shulchan Aruch says explicitly later on in Siman Tav, Talmud Torah v'dovr shebetzinin is Usur on Shabbos, meaning it's before Siman Tav that Talmud Torah is Usur on Shabbos. So why is he going to Beis Medrash if he can't learn Torah? But to baffle people there, that's not a good idea. So it's a tzarich iyun. I'm not sure why the Ramah let you go to the Beis Medrash if Talmud Torah is Usur. I think it's good that Machaber left out Beis Medrash, because we paskin Talmud Torah is Usur. So it's a tzarich iyun. I don't have a great answer as to what he's doing in the Beis Medrash on Shabbos if he's Usur in Talmud Torah. But let's read the Ramah. Nidos elu nogin shen yotze elu b'Shabbos. What does that mean? Even on laning days. Even on laning days, he doesn't go to shul. That's our minhag. Nowadays, that even on laning days, he doesn't go to shul. Right? What about laning? The Ramah would say, but he's not absolutely chayiv to her laning, right? I know the Rav held that laning was a chov on every yachid. Chov is a yachid to her laning, right? On Monday and Thursday and Shabbos. But Meikar didn't all the posts can assume it's not a chov. It's chov is a tzibur laning. It's not a chov is a yachid, and therefore he doesn't have to go here laning. Of course, what do we do nowadays? Nowadays, we have our cake and eat it too. We bring the Sefer Torah to the house of the Avel, and that takes care of the problem. now, what if... Yeah?
Why point the entire wooden Avel on laying days?
Even if the Chozat Tzibur, still, it's, you know, I think we assume it's your part of the Tzibur. It's still more connected to you than someone else's Chasana. Someone else's chasana is not even a chovas hatzibur. So I think it's sort of in between. You know, if you're part of the tzibur, it's the tzibur's mitzvah. So the mechaber says you go, and the Ramah says you don't. Here's a fascinating question. What about kaddish? What about tefillah b'tzibur? Right? Meaning the assumption of the mechaber is that he gets a minyan in his house. He says it's a mitzvah of daven b'sa'avel, but maybe he doesn't have a Torah. Right, they didn't have so many Torahs in those days that they had a spear of Torah to send to the Avel's house. But what about davening with Tzibur? What if you can't get a minion? Were you ever at a Shiva house where they couldn't get... I mean, I've been at Shiva houses where they don't try to get a minion because they don't have any men, let's say, who want to say Kaddish, etc. But have you ever been at a Shiva house where you can't get a minion? So those of us who remember America, right? It's very hard to get a minion for Mincha in the Shiva house in the winter. Do you ever know anyone who's at Shiva in the winter? Very hard to get a minyan for mincha because everyone's at work. So, sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. It's very tricky. What if you can't get a minyan in the Shiva house? So that is a big machlokas. If you look, for example, in the Pesachei Tshuva, he says, he quotes in the Chochmas Adam, he says, this is assuming you get a minyan. But if you don't have a minyan at home, then the Avos allowed to go to shul. Because he has to daven b'tzibur. But the Magen Avraham says he davens b'yachid. And therefore, Magen Avraham says he davens b'yachid, etc. Unless it's mamash in the chatzar of his house, then he can go, meaning the chatzar of those houses. So it's a big machlokas. The Machlokas Adam says he can go to shul. The Magen Avraham says he can't go to shul. Basically, does tefillah b'tzibur and kaddish and kedushin baruch hu, meaning answering, justify leaving his house, which might have to do with whether it's a chomaz atzibur or chomaz atyachid, perhaps. Chacham Zadim says it does justify leaving his house. The Magen Avraham says it does not. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, in the Yotz Bechol, v'hu avol aveim, what if he's saying Kaddish for his parents? The Eshra Lesov Minyan, tzarech ina mutter leilech lebeis ha-knesset, he calls me Eli Yorava. What if he has to say Kaddish? Remember, even though nowadays some people want to say more Kaddish, which is fine. But the original Minhag is, the real Minhag is you don't say Kaddish except for parents. What if someone has to say Kaddish to their father? Their father or mother died, they're sitting Shiva, and they can't get a minyan. How are they going to say Kaddish? We know it's a big deal if people want to say Kaddish. So then he still says Tzarech Iyun if he can leave even for the sake of saying Kaddish for that person he's sitting Shiva for. Halacha l'maisa, what is our minhag? Our minhag is excuse me. Our minhag is, if you look in the Sefer Pnei Baruch, the Gesher Chaim, the Lomar Machmer, but the Pnei Baruch and all the modern day Svarim, meaning after Rav Tukhachinsky, all say our minhag is for sure that the Avel can leave his house to say Kaddish for his parents. The Avel has to say Kaddish. It's a minute Pasha that he goes to Shul to say Kaddish if he can't get a minute. Right? That actually happened to my father. My father sat shiver for my grandmother in October, which is already a short day. His shul, where he davened at, didn't have a mincha minyan in the winter. It was too hard to get a mincha minyan in the winter because everyone's at work. And he tried to get to maybe some bachrim here, some bachrim there, and nothing worked out. So he went to shul to say Kaddish for mincha, and then davened Ma'ariv Shacharis at home because that's before and after work. So that's clear minhag nowadays, is that even though they're very eager to leave the Tzarech Ion, if someone needs to say Kaddish because their parent died, then they can leave the Shiva house to go to shul. What if they don't need to say Kaddish? But they just want to be able to daven Betzibur and hear Kedusha and Kaddish and Baruch, etc. They're sitting shiva for a brother or a sister or something else, and they still want to go to shul and they can't get a minyan in their house. Then that's the Machlokes and the Chachmas Adam and the Magen Avraham. Lemaisa, the Pnei Baruch quotes, and a lot of modern days from quote, that there's a lot to rely on to leave just to go to shul, because after all, it's important to daven Betzibur. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, if the Avel wants to go to shul, even if he doesn't have to say Kaddish, he can leave to go to shul. Rav Yimon also paskins that way, that Avel wants to go to shul, he can go to shul. If he doesn't want to leave and go to shul, he can daven at home. But halacha lemaisa, there's a clear minhag of yes, say Kaddish. If he can't get a minyan, he goes to shul. If he's not saying Kaddish, he's just saying shiva for a relative, but he likes to daven mitzvah because it's important to daven mitzvah. Then, if he wants to go to shul, there's what to rely on to go to shul. If he wants to stay home, there's what to rely on to stay home. Maybe depends how much, but he has to always go to shul.
Sorry, just what would Rebbe like recommend lechatchila? Meaning, a person's
what would I recommend lechatchila? Good question. The problem is when you go to shul, it often, becomes a whole social event or whatever. Lemaisa, I would recommend. Lemaisa, if someone asked me, I would. Someone asked me, they're sitting shiva, they don't need to say Kaddish. I would tell them to. I would tell them that a compromise like the Gesher Chaim, if they can go to a shul where they don't have a lot of friends and people and no one's going to talk to them, etc., then they should go to shul. If they go to shul and, all of a sudden it's going to be a social event, then they should stay home. Okay, that's the compromise. Gesher Chaim says something similar to this. So I tell them, maybe like go to shul where nobody knows you. If they have to say Kaddish, then there's a clear minute to go to shul. Yeah. If they don't have to say Kaddish, then you could go either way. If they ask me, I would tell them, if you're going to go to shul and people are going to schmooze with you, then you should stay home. The Pnei Baruch is like, he's an unclear lashon about this. He doesn't give a clear hachra what he would advise. So I would say, I think if you're going to go to shul and people schmooze with you, then you should stay home. Continuing in the Ramah, he talks about, what about other mitzvos? Avel moel or bel bris? What if he's a moel or a sandik? Says the shach, not if he's the father. If he's the father of the kid, then of course he goes to nurse mila. Because he's the father, like he has to go. But what if he's the mole of the sandik? He doesn't have to do the mila. It's a big, big mitzvah, but someone else could do it. He doesn't have to be the sandik. It's a big, big mitzvah, someone else could do it. So what do we say here? Right, it's like his personal mitzvah, but it's optional. So, la'achar shlosha mispalo b'vesa u'kshavavina tinguk lomel holachav u'vesa knesses avol tok shlosha lo yetze elam kein imal achar ba'ir. After 3 days, meaning from the third day and on, he should daven at home and only go for the actual ceremony. But in the first 3 days, he shouldn't go at all, unless he's mamish the only mole. Then he has no choice. if he's the only one who can do it, then of course he has to go. He can't be mevatel shmila. Yesh makilim v'il tov shlosh afilim yesh malachar be'ir, and yesh makilim even if there's another moel, even even if there's another mole, because the greatness of Mr. Rishmila, the Shach here disagrees. The Shach says, well, if the Ramah says not to leave for Kriyas HaTorah, then why would you leave if there's another mole available? And he's machmer in this. So we should be machmer. A mole goes through Rishmila can fix his fingernails and megaleach for the mila. What is megaleach? It sounds like you can get a haircut, but all the achronim here say that is ridiculous. Ridiculous. The Pesach Tshuva here quotes in Sifkat and Dalid, look in, etc., etc. They all say no. It means megaleach at tzipornayim. Even though it's a funny way of reading the Ramah, because it says latakin at tzipornayim. What is it? Megaleach? They all say it can't be that. Why would there be a heter for the mole to get a haircut? I know it's yantif delay, but yantif delay is not matir. Getting a haircut during Shiva, Yantif Delay is Matir Minhagim. But it's not Matir like the Ikari Surma of Velos, and therefore they all say, regardless of what the Ramah meant, we don't pass in that way, we don't pass like Shan the Ramah, and they all want to say he means he can fix his Sifarnayim and even Megaleach Sifarnayim, meaning he can fix them by hand or even Megaleach them with a Kli. It's a Dachuk Shan the Ramah, but either we say the Dachuk Shan the Ramah or the Ramah's wrong. But there's no heter for him to fix his fingernails, cut his fingernails, if there's another moel. Any mitzvah that his presence is absolutely necessary and you have no choice in the matter, then he's allowed to go do the mitzvah. Okay, Dalit. There's been a chlokes for a long time from the time you've shown it. Do you do shinui makom on Shabbos or only in the weekdays? Because you're not allowed to avail for hesya on Shabbos. And Shinui Makom is for Heskia, it's your Makom. So says the Mechaber, and I think this is the Minig of Sfaradim Ad HaYomazeh, that he's not sure, he's not saying absolute Psak. He knows it's a Machlok, because they're different Minhag in different towns, and he's not saying anyone's Minhag is illegitimate, but he says those people who don't change their place on Shabbos is good. Meaning, it's preferable to not change your place on Shabbos, that is the Psak of the Mechaber, and if you look at the Birkei Yosef, the small print, he quotes that the Ari himself, Rabbeinu Ha'ari, Nahag, by himself, when he was an Avel, he didn't change his place on Shabbos. Okay, so between the Ari, HaKadosh, and the Mechaber, if you're Sephardi, it's pretty pashut for you, that you change your place in the weekday in Shul, but you don't change your place on Shabbos. And that's the minhag of Sephardim Ad HaYom HaZeh. But us Ashkenazim, says the Ramah, V'yeshom Shigam Shabbos Shana Mekomo, Ashkenaz is that even on Shabbos we change our makom, and that's the widespread minhag Ashkenaz, and we should not change the minhag, even though there are some people who didn't listen to the Ramah and the Gesher Chaim really wanted to say, you know, maybe Yerushalayim, they do some dumb things more like the Sfardim. He wanted to say, nah, even that you should go back to the Mechaber and not change your place on Shabbos. But the widespread minhag Ashkenaz, Bain, Be'eretz Yisrael, Bain, B'chutz La'aretz, if someone wants to be like the Mechaber, there are Ashkenazim who say like the Mechaber. But the mainstream minhag Ashkenaz, every shul I've seen in America, every shul I've seen in Eretz Yisrael, is to change your place even on Shabbos. And that's the accepted psak for Ashkenazim, unless, okay, whatever the local minhag is, follow your local minhag. Bain, Sfardi, Bain, Ashkenazi. But Minastam, 99% of Sfardim don't change their place on Shabbos, only on weekdays, and 90% of Ashkenazim do change their place on Shabbos. The question just becomes, but why is it what to change your place on Shabbos? That's clearly avails for Hesya. And here, there seem to be three answers. One answer is, Heter, Lashanos, Mekomo, Shabbos, right? What's the Heter? After all, it's called Shabbos to avails for Hesya. So the Shach here gives two answers. First answer is, the Sphere Lay, Shain, the Shal for Hesya, Shain, Avelus, Nikabrizek, Kolkach, Shahar, Bepam, Odamach, Lif, Mekomo, Filo, Eno, Avel. First answer is the Shach. He says, no, ain't no nicker. The harbe pa'amim adam mishane makomo. After all, people do change their seats sometimes, right? Meaning, how's it nicker? If the guy showed up with torn clothing, that would be nicker. Who shows up to shul in torn clothing? If he shows up without shoes, that's nicker. Who shows up to shul without shoes? But if he changes his place, a lot of times people change their place in shul. It's not such a big deal. As a matter of fact, in my shul, okay, it's a little more modern shul, there's a sign on the door that says, no one has the right to any makom. Anyone can sit wherever they want. So if a guest comes and sits in your place, you have to sit someplace else. That's life, right? The now, of course, if you show up first, pick whatever seat you want. It's a good incentive for people to show up on time. It doesn't work, but theoretically it should. I've tried it in multiple continents, and it doesn't work. People
show up on time. But,
no, no, to get people to show up on time by them losing their seats, it doesn't work. But Lamaisa, that's the first answer to the Shach. Second answer to the Shach, and this is the famous sheet of the Shach that we keep referring to, the famous Machlokes in the Shach and the Gra, says the Shach, the famous sheet of the Shach, which explains the old minhag of Ashkenazim, Lefim Asher Kasab, the Kamri Shim and Taft, Avilos Noikol Shloshin Nogifil of Shabbos, Velav Hachim Yitcha, says the Shach, no. Avilos Shloshin and Yudbeis Chodesh, Bifar Hesya, is mutter b'Shabbos, rak avelos sheva is asura b'far hesya. Right, that's the thing. She the shach only doing sheva things is asura hesya at Shabbos. The avel can't walk with torn clothing. You can't walk without shoes. That's all sheva things. But since changing a place we do for all 30 days or all your base chodesh, that's mutter. Basically, weren't the shach? It's mutter to avelos. Basically, what the shach saying? It's mutter to do low-level avails for Hesya on Shabbos. It's only usher to do high-level avails for Hesya on Shabbos. So to say, it's Shabbos, but I'm still in Shloshim and announce it. Shabbos, I'm still in Yerbei Chodesh and announce it. That's okay. It's not Chol Shabbos. It's not so sad. Only to say Shabbos and I'm in Shiva and in neon lights is Chol Shabbos. That's the famous Sheet of the Shach, which is not our minhag nowadays. Okay. The third Sheet seems to come out of the Taz. Not the Taz here. I don't think Tazir says anything, but if you look in Rabbi Kiva Eger, the last Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Ayin Tazir Chaim Reishim and Tafkov Rafbav, Dimbal Vesnes Achor Baruch Hu Lo Yishana Mekomo. Taz or Chaim Semen Tafkov Rafbav. Right, really, I could just write Semen Tafkov Rafbav. There's no other Chaluk of Shulchan Aruch that goes that far. What does he say? He says, if the Avil gets to Shul after Baruch Hu, he's not allowed to change his place. What's the implication? The heter of changing his place on Shabbos is only because he got there before Shabbos started. So think about it. He gets there before Shabbos starts. It's not Shabbos yet. And he changes his place. That's okay. It's not Shabbos yet. Now when Shabbos starts, he just stays where he was beforehand. You can't call it avelos to stay where he was beforehand, right? So since he changes his place before Shabbos, it's avelos before Shabbos, not avelos on Shabbos. Meaning, if someone sits in a different seat at Mincha on Friday, are they strange that they stay in that seat for Maariv? No. And therefore, he seems to be saying a different heter, right? That mutter in Shina Makomo Kodem Knisa Shabbos, right? That he came to shul before Shabbos started, and therefore he wasn't really Mishana Makom on Shabbos. He was Mishana Makom before Shabbos, and that's not considered available for Hesya on Shabbos. Because he already changed it before Shabbos. Now, there's obviously a lot of nafkaminas of these different answers, right? The obvious nafkamina between the Taz and the other answers are what he said, right? Which is also comes up in Pesachim Chumasukot and Zion in the name of the Maharam Lublin, right? What if, like, the Misa happened during Yontif? So he couldn't change this before Yontif. So that's the Nafkamina. One Nafkamina is the Taz's case. What if Nichnas Lebeis HaKnesses Achar Baruch Hu? Right, by Achar Baruch Hu, I mean, because they always used to start Shabbos early. So, you know, Shabbos only started when they said Baruch Hu. Nowadays, we say Baruch Hu very late. So it just means it comes after Shkia.
I'm not even sure where it comes from. This year is like, what, there's actually have except shots.
No, but in the old days, they didn't have the widespread minhag say Mizmor Shir yet. But whenever they say Baruch Hu, we say it means Mizmor Shir for us. But they didn't have the minhag Mizmor Shir. I mean, or at least not everyone did. I don't know exactly the history of it. It's a more recent minhag. And this is seemingly the same exact nafkamina as the Maharam Lublin. What's the Maharam Lublin's case? His case is Meis lo Meis in the middle of Yontif. He says you can't be Mishana Makomo because well, it's a whole question why. If you look at the Gilui Marsha, is it because there's no Avelos on Yontif or because it's Bifar Hesya, but the same Meis lo Meis for Shabbos, right? Or same case, right? Oh, Meis lo Meis for Shabbos over Regel, right? So what do you do in that case? So the Taz would say, Eino Mishana. But the other Shitas would say, Mishana Makomo, right? Because if it's not Nicker, if we say changing place is not Nicker, it's not Nicker. If you say that it's Mutter because it's not something only done during Shabbat, it's Mutter. If you say it's only Mutter because you started before Shabbos, then it's Usher. So that's the Machlokes in the Taz. Halacha L'maisa, most, if they borrow quotes, most of the Achronim disagree with the Taz. We Paskin, that he would still change his place. Because we hold the Hector's not the Taz. Okay, well, what's the Nafkamina between the other two? Right, so the Nafkamina between the other two is already found in the Pisli Tshuva. Although we have slightly, excuse me. One second. Another example of that, the Pisli Tshuva in Sifkat and Vav discusses this, and also the Gilyam Arsha discusses it. He says, what if it's a case where it would be Nicker? What if it would be Nicker? So what's the case in the Pisli Tshuva, Sifkat and Vav? He says that he saw in the in the Nachlas Shiva, etc., and according to the Shach, etc. Okay, Shiva Isi says, "Part of Eros." What are they talking about? The Ein Tzrich L'Shanos Mekomo. Okay, he doesn't make it 100% clear what they're talking about. What they're talking about is these Oledes. You know, they keep talking about this Yontif that the Oledes has, which we don't have this minhag nowadays. In their days, a woman who used Oledes stayed out of Shul for a long time. And then when she went back to Shul, it would be a big special celebration. Like that was the celebration for the mother. When she went back to Shul the first time, maybe she was Bank Yomo, after having a baby, and it was considered Yontif of her, and she had to sit in a specific seat. Okay, so should she change her seat? It would be Nicker if she changed her seat. She's a very special occasion. But let's have an easier example, Gilui Marsha. Who, if they changed their seat, would for sure be Nicker? The Rav. Right? Meaning if I change my seat in Shul, I'm a rabbi. I'm a rabbi in Shul, right? So no one would notice if I change my seat in Shul. Remember, I change my seat all the time. Sometimes I come and someone else is in my seat. Seder. So if I change my seat in Shul, that would not be a big deal. But what if the Rav changes the seat in Shul? It's for sure Nicker. So if you look at the Yom Harsha, he says, the last one, the Alzeh Samachti Lohakav Me'evli Al Abba Mori, Ma'oran Shel Yisrael, Zatzal, Shelo Lashanos B'Shabes, Kivadei Rav B'Iro, and Dark Lashanos B'Far Hesya. Says the Gilui Marsha. When? Who is his father? Who he calls, what does he call his father? He calls his father Ma'oran Shel Yisrael. Is that an exaggeration or is that Pashur Shah? Who was the Gilui Marsha's father? Rabbi Kiva Eger. This is not the Marashah from the back of the Gemara who lived in the time of the Ramah. This is Rav Shlomo Eger, the son of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Okay, his father's Ma'oran Shel Yisrael, right? No exaggeration there. So when Rav Shlomo Eger was sitting Shiva for his father, Rabbi Kiva Eger, he stayed in his seat because it would be Nicker. Right? So the other nafkamina of what if, you know, there is a special kavua place. Like, for example, the rabbi. So if you say that the hetzer is not Nicker, then this is Nicker. If you say the hetzer is because it's not considered a veil for Hesed, it's not only for Shiva, then he should say it's not an Isser do low level bills for Hesia. According to the Taz, I guess he would have to change the place if he came in after Barful, right? But if you say the Hesher is not Nicker, then what if it is Nicker, right? Reminds her of being a Tom, got an Aliyah when he was in Shiva, because for him it was Nicker, says the Gilgamesh Marshah. Basically, we pass like the first shot in the Taz. The Hesher is not Nicker. If it is Nicker, he shouldn't change his place. Halacha l'maisa. And also that I know in my shul, the rabbi of my shul, his mother passed away. His father passed away before I moved into town. His mother passed away, and he didn't change his seat. Because then it would be Nicker, he didn't change his seat on Shabbos. Changed during the week. He didn't sit at the rabbi's seat. He sat in the Baal Watson seat. He didn't change his seat on Shabbos, because that would be our vilas for Hesia. The Gilgamesh Marashah says, however, he says, on the second week, when it's Dina the Gemara, then he was a little more nervous. He just didn't come to shul to avoid the issue. But halach l'maisa me'ikar didn't we paskin that the Isra avails for Hesher and Shabbos applies to all avails. Therefore, the rabbi shouldn't change his seat. Or the same might be true of the president. You know, in some shuls the president sits on the bima. Rahman or something. But he has to behave the whole davening. We should do a rotation, right? But everyone up on the beamer for a month, and they learn to be quiet during davening. Just you can only put one person at a time, or else it'll be self-defeating. One jewel, the president and the vice president, then no point. In any case, so Lachora, the same would be for the president. If the president didn't sit in the president's seat, it would be a bailus for Hesia. Okay, and use your common sense. So much for Simon Shin Tzadi Gimel. Yes, Isaac.
Can you just explain that at the Shabbat Shnia?
Oh, what he means is the second Shabbos, because if you look in Sif Beis, the second Shabbos, I'll be the Gemara in a Yoshib B'mkom. So he says, therefore, in the second Shabbos, the second Shabbos, he didn't know what to do because he was afraid to be Mekel because it's Mamasha did to change her place. On the other hand, he was afraid to change his place because it's Chol Shabbos. So therefore, he stayed home. No, you never know if why someone's not in Shomei. They weren't feeling well.
Does it also apply to any case where it would be Necker? Like if it's a shul where there's only 15 people or something, and so if you change your spot.
It's a good question. Like what's called Necker, what isn't called Necker? Lamaisa, I don't know. I would only say for like the rabbi or the president or something. For some people, my intuition is that we call that not Necker. Yeah, I mean, it's funny. There are some modern rabbis nowadays who like to be one of the guys and sit in weird places. So if it's really not, it could be that he should change. I mean, the rabbi has a comfortable place, has a chumchumin place, just happens to not be in front. No, the rabbi sits with the Baal Batim because it's one of these more modern liberal shuls where it's a where religion is a democracy, so he wants to be equal to everyone. Which has nice parts. So then, Lachori should change his seat. Okay. Shin Sadi Dalit. Shlo Liskasha Salamesi Yosemidai. This is more philosophy. A Miskasha Salamesi Yosemidai. Interestingly, one should not take it too hard. Now, one should not take it hard. That would be Bizayin Amase. But one shouldn't take it too hard. Chol Miskasha of Yosemidai. Whoever takes it too hard, Al Mase Acher Uvocha. Very, very harsh punishment. Someone who really takes it too hard, someone else is going to die. Meaning, the guy's father dies and he mamish takes it too hard, the onus is his mother will die. Because there has to be a certain meaning. On the one hand, we're not happy-go-lucky. We don't say, well, Hashem runs the world, so everything's good. So it's just as good if my father dies as if someone gets married. No, there are happy things and there are sad things, as a reluctant like to say. Shem shem v'orchan al ha-tova kach v'orchan al ra'a, Mishnah says, that just like you bless Hashem for the good, you bless him for the bad. He said, yeah, but on the good you say tova meitiv, and on the bad you say yidayim ha'eves. Not the same. So on the one hand, you have to mourn. On the other hand, everything comes from Hashem, and you can't reject Hashem's running the world. And therefore, you have to have a fine balance between, and it's also good for psychological health probably, but I think you're more philosophical, between being sad when someone dies and nonetheless accepting the fact that Hashem runs the world. How do you know how to maintain that very fine balance? The answer is that's what Halacha does for us. It teaches us how to have a proper balance in life. Elo shloshim lebechi, shiva lehesped, shloshim letisporus legihutz, Okay, this new one, the first 3 days, to be really more Shakur and Bechi, and all 7 days, has been to be talking about how sad it is. And then in the next 30 days, to keep the Nihugi Avelos and remind yourself of how sad it is. Bamedvarim were in Beis Bashar Ha'amah. We'll tell me, Chacham, Makol Fi Chachmasan. That's for someone who's not a Tamil Chacham. For Tamil Chacham, then for the person, it's the same. But for the Torah that we lost, you can mourn more for the Torah, because Torah is more, I mean, everyone's special. But if someone dies, they go to Gan Eden. So we miss them. Okay, so we should get over missing them, right? They went to Gan Eden, they're happy. We should get over missing them. But if someone dies who taught the Torah, who gave us Torah, then we miss the Torah, so that's of more, you know, as much as someone misses their relative when they die, Torah is even more important. So then, lefichach masam. Okay, but nonetheless, you still can't cry more than 30. You can have hesped more than 12 months. And likewise, if you hear the chacham die 12 months after he died, it's too late for hesbedim. Okay, unlikely to happen in the modern world of communication. Gimel, yotan beisakfer supokten al meisim shloshi yom shemadayin uchai. For the first 3 days of Shiva, you go to the cemetery and check that the guy's not still alive. If you're wondering how this is practical, says the Shach, that meant in the old days when they would just put them in a cave. So you go to the cave and you hear if anyone's shouting and knocking on the door, let me out. Because maybe they just fainted or something. Nowadays, we bury them 6 feet under. So it's, first of all, we have, the government checks to make sure they're dead, probably. But in any case, if they were alive, then there'd be nothing you could do about it. You wouldn't hear them. So nowadays, we don't do this anymore. Yeah, in the old days, they used to have all kinds of things. Nowadays, with modern medicine, meaning it's not really shayach, they don't bury someone unless he's really dead. Like we have ways of telling if they're really dead. But yes, in the old days, they used to bells sometimes, they had all kinds of things. You know, this was this was even a big fight in the days of Moses Mendelssohn, the government of Germany said you have to wait 72 hours before burying anyone because you have to check if he's still alive. There's a big debate, like what should Jews do? Should we say, Pikuach Nefesh, Docha Kultar Kula, even Halonis Ameis, wait 72 hours? Or no, we give them a Sora. That, and it's interesting, it matches this. For 72 hours, they would check. Nonetheless, interestingly, the Psaka, the Poskim at the time, I don't remember, I know he was involved with this, I don't remember what he held. But the Poskim at the time says, nope, we still bury right away, we follow our Masora, we follow our Minhagim, and we assume that, you know, that they're all, well, calibrated. Okay, in any case, nowadays, we don't have to worry about this because the doctors check to make sure he's dead. Dalit. For the first 3 days, the Avil should see as if he himself has a sword on his neck, as it were. Days 3 to 7, as if it's in the corner facing him. From 7 till the end of Shloshim, as if it's passing him by in the Shuk. And the whole year, the Midas HaDin is all against that whole family, and they should be worried until they have a baby boy. Give him a bris in the family, then they don't have to worry anymore. Okay, where does this whole idea come from? I don't mean, like, what's the mucker? I mean, what's the idea behind it? Okay, there's a whole discussion of Shach. Do you make a party for a bris in the first year? Okay, we possibly do. It could be a mystical thing. That somehow the Olam HaZalyon and the whole family is connected together. And therefore, if one of them dies, the Midas HaDin is also attached to the others. And that's the Pshat Lashon. But it could also just be a psychological thing. You know, when someone dies, it makes us realize our own mortality. And I would go so far as to say that if someone's relative died and they don't realize their own mortality, then they're not really identifying and taking it seriously. You know, it's a psychological defense mechanism, right? That whenever you hear this all the time, you hear that someone dies, what's the first thing you do without even thinking? You come up with an explanation why that person was different than you and there's a reason he died that doesn't apply to you. Whenever you hear anything bad happen to anyone, your brain comes up with a chiluk why that doesn't apply to you. And we understand where that comes from psychologically because you can't walk around being anxious all the time and being depressed. But Uh, But the we know the halacha person is always supposed to realize, you know, we learn the Gemara says that one of the things to do if the Yitzhar comes thinking about Yom HaMitzvah, we're supposed to realize we're only mortal. But certainly, like if someone dies in the family, then everyone should feel that, you know, that could have been me, that could be. Instead of separating psychologically and saying, oh, that person died, you know what? Yeah, my father died because he was very old and sick. That has nothing with me. That's a way of like disassociating, even if it's scientifically true. I mean, talk of the father usually is, right? Older and sicker than the kid. But nonetheless, you should psychologically identify, not psychologically disassociate. And to psychologically identify and say, he dies, then maybe I can also die, right? Whatever happened to him can just as easily happen to me. And I think that's part of the psychological insight as to what's going on here as well. And hey, that applies hey as well. Echem nechabur shemes tidikol chabur. When the chabur dies, everyone should worry. Again, it could be a mystical thing. Midas Adin has to do with all kinds of things that we don't understand. One guy in the chabur dies, the Midas Adin can hit the other guy. But it's also psychologically. When the chabur dies, instead of disassociating, we should use it as an opportunity to identify with our own mortality, and that both improves our midos and, you know, really helps us honor the memory of, in a real way, of the person who passed away. Whoever does not do the avelus like Chazal said is being cruel. Interestingly, who's he being cruel to? He's being cruel mostly to himself. Because what should he do? He should worry, and therefore he should do tshuva. Meaning, when someone passes away, everyone should, or the avelim should realize their own mortality. And when they realize their own mortality, what's the proper reaction? Obviously, the reason why in Judaism we believe that you should realize your own mortality is not so then you should be helpless and paralyzed, but then you should do tshuva. You should say, look, if I have limited time here, let me make, not if I have limited time here, what's the point? Then forget your own mortality. If I have limited time here, I better make the most of it. And once you do tshuva, and you know, as says Pekayavos, every day, you should live as if it is your last. Obviously not in a depressing, paralyzed way, but in an empowering way of accomplish the most that you can and do tshuva. Okay, Shin Sadihei, Mitzvah Sayom Kikulo, yes.
Sorry, is Ben Zachar, even if, like, regardless of the gender of the mace, meaning it's like a school and a Ben Zachar, not like a replacement for a mace who's a Zachar?
Yes, it's a school of a Ben Zachar. Why is it a school of a Ben Zachar? It could be because it depends if you're Sephardi or Ashkenazi. If you're Sephardi, say, why school of Ben Zachar? Because Ben Zachar is a good thing, and Nikkei, that's a bad thing, and only if a good thing happens. If you're Ashkenazi, you'd say, because Ben Zachar gets a bris milah, and the whole point of bris milah is the continuation of the chain through all the doros, and that we go on forever, and that the bris is forever, and every door passes it on to the next door, and we have the eternity of continuing the bris of Avraham Avinu. So that's merape, the fact that, you know, the every link in the chain eventually disintegrates because the chain always continues. Okay, so you can decide if you're Sephardi or Ashkenazi.
Is that a girl?
Okay, well, you could decide. I have a tip for you, though. Okay, none of this goes to the... Shin Sadihei. Mitzas Yom HaShiva V'Ashloshin Kekulo. Okay, this is also Pashat Halacha. We say what's the big controversy? The big controversy is we know halachically vayhi erev vayhi voker, right? The day starts at seis. So when do we say mitzvah yom kikula? We say mitzvah yom kikula at seis, after seis, or do we say mitzvah yom kikula after technically alos hachama? But there's a general din d'rabbanan. The day starts at Alos HaShachar. The day starts Alos HaShachar. There's a general rule, the Mishnah Megillah says, that we're always machmer and we wait till Hanetzachah. So, which way is it? Is a tremendous machlokas Rishonim. The Maharam, May Rutenberg, held that you need daytime for Mitzayom, for Mitzayom Kikulo. The Ramban held that even nighttime is good enough to make Siyum Kukula. I mean, Thomas won't rely on that sometimes. How do we paskin? We paskin that very clearly. came to Amdu Menachem and ate a lot of Elbe Yamashvi, Motim called Varm Shasim Tok Shiva, the Mixi Yom Kikulo, Losha Mixi Yom Shvi, Losha Mixi Yom Shloshim, came to Shanate Chama, Yom Shloshim, but Minim Zer Shloshim. Very clearly, only mixes the day. We do not consider mixes like Laila, the Mixi Yom Kikulo, only mixas of the day. So how much mixes of the day? During Shiva, this depends. If it's a day when you do a Maisa Avelos, like you have Menachemim, like in Shiva, then when the Menachem, basically the Davin Shachar in the Avel's house, the Menachem stay for 2 minutes after davening, the Zemachim Menachem, and they leave, or they get up, and then Shiva ends. On Yom HaShloshim, you don't do anything, you just refrain from things. So then you just have to wait till Hanetz HaChama, and Mitzvah Hayom, and the Shiva ends, and we say Mitzvah Hayom Kekulo, says the Ramah. It's funny, Medinas Elu, he doesn't mean Asim Yitzen. She'ena Menachem Gil Mo B'Yom HaShvi, it's Arklam Tan HaShosh, well, okay, let's come back to that. Halach HaLamais, is there any room to be Mekel? If you look at the Pesachei Tshuva, says the Pesachei Tshuva, he quotes Radvaz, the Sivkatan Aleph, he quotes Radvaz, who says, for a mitzvah, we say mitzvah laila kukulo. Therefore he says, for Talmud Torah Tash B'Shamita, which are mitzvahs, even mitzvah laila kukulo. So on the seventh night, he can already learn and do Tash B'Shamita. Halach l'maisa, do we paskin like that Radvaz? We generally do not pass like the Radvaz. Says the Gesher Chaim, even b'makom mitzvah, we pass like the Maharari Wittenberg and like the Machaber and like the Ramah, that you need mitzvah yom of daytime. Why? There's a rule that Sfira has to be in the daytime. You need Sfira Savelos, and Sfira has to be in the daytime, just like what else did we discuss this year? Just like Shemini Kiyum for Nida, the Sfira has to be in the daytime. Mitzvah Sayom Kekulo, even though halachli vayerve voker, but the Kiyum of Sfira is only in the daytime. Says the Gesher Chaim, if there are other tzadim lahakel or unique circumstances, then there's room to be mitzarev, there are baz and older rishonim will say laila. But not in normal circumstances, bain for different rishos, bain for mitzvah, bain for talmud Torah, bain for tashra mitzvah, bain for anything else, we say you need to wait for the daytime. That's the accepted psak, except in weird circumstances where, you know, you might have a weird combination of factors. Okay, so we do not paskin like this first Pesachei Tshuva at all. Or rather, we do not paskin, you know, unless there are unique other circumstances with other studim. Lehakel. Continuing the Ramah, Umdinos Elishim Menachem Regilin Lo B'Yom HaShvi, this already doesn't apply to us. We just have to learn the theory. Because in our Medinos, the Menachem come on Yom HaShvi. In our Medinos, the Menachem come for Shachris on the seventh morning and then sit with the Avil for a few minutes and say, Amachem Menachem Eschem Sofa V'Elishim Shalayim. That's what everyone does in our Medinos. But in the Ramah's Medinos, the Menachem didn't come on the seventh morning. Therefore, how long do you have to wait? He has to wait until the time that the Menachem would get up on the other days. So for all the other days, he davened Shachris at 7, and the Menachemim got up at 8 and went to work, then he has to wait till 8 o'clock a.m. The Hain Ad Shosh Vigil Menachem Lo B'Shar Yom Nainu Lach Yitzim Beis Knesses Tos Shul Ends Shvigil Lo B'Menachemim Kein Yer Ali Udulot Kama Shvigil Lo Hamtashah Al Yom Dein Adar Tali Rach Minis HaMenachemim. Not like people say you have to wait 1 hour. There's no fixed time. On the seventh day, if there's no Menachemim, you have to wait Ki Ilu there was Menachemim. Here, it actually is a little peculiar. The Bnei Shulchan asked the question. He says, hold on a second. On day 30, there's no Menachemim, so we say as soon as the sun rises, Mixayim Kekulo. So on day 7, if there's no Menachemim, if there's a town where there's Menachemim, fine. On day 7, if there's a town where there's no Menachemim, then why don't we also say as soon as the sun rises? What's the difference in day 7 on the Ramah's days and day 30 all the time? It's a good question. It's taka, a good question. Look at the first shach. He says, the Yom Shloshim she'ei Menachemim motim miyak she'ei Tzachama. Right? Oh, on day 30, when there's no Menachemim, so he's motim as soon as the sun rises. So on day 7, if there's no Menachemim, it should be the same thing. Nira l'nias daiti, that I want to answer, this Ramah is only a minhag. It's not a din. I'll be din if there's no Menachem on the seventh day, as soon as the Neitzachama. It's just a minhag of the Ramah. Since there are Menachemim in some places, and there's a precedent, there could be Menachemim, then he has a minhag to wake you with Menachemim. Nearly needs night, you have to say this, it's this Chomer, the Ramah, to wait until the time Regilim HaMenachemim, is only a minhag B'Alma. Because I'll be din, it has to be a mutter at HaNeitzachama, like the 30th day. That's what seems to me. Okay, doesn't matter. A, because whether it's a minhag or a din. we keep it anyway. And B, because in our countries, there are Menachem on the seventh day. But I guess you could still have the case. What if sometimes you have Shiva houses where they don't have minyan, right? I think most Shiva houses I've seen where there are only women sitting Shiva, they don't make minyan. So they don't make minyan. So what if they don't make a minyan in the Shiva house? And then no one comes in the morning on the seventh day, because next day in Google, so no one bothers to come in the morning. So then what should the person do? So according to the Ramah, they should wait until the Menachemim would come. I don't know, the first Menachem come early in the morning and stay for a little bit and go to work. So wait until the Menachem would have gone to work yesterday. Wait until the Menachem yesterday and the day before went to work. Okay, that's the Ramah. I think it's only a minhag, but nonetheless, that's the minhag of the Ramah. Okay, the big question, which the Taz says here, he says, look what I wrote later. What did he write later? He says, what about Shabbos? What about Shabbos? So there's a Bach who says that on Shabbos, if Shabbos is the seventh day, you have to keep the whole day. Right? So what if Yom Zion is Shabbos? Says the Bach, all day. Why? Because here's the Bach Bekumra. The Bach says to do Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, to have Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, you need to do something of Avelos, to be Yotze the Mitzvah Yom. And it, on Shabbos, you can't do anything of Avelos. You can refrain from Varmish Mitzvah, you can't do anything. So he says, because there's no Mitzvah Yom Kekulo without a Maisa of Kiyom Sphira. Okay, he doesn't use the word Sphira, the Rambam like to call everything Sphira. You need a Maisa, and in Shabbos you don't do a Maisa, you can't say Mitzvah Yom Kekulo. You need to do something to Mitzvah Yom Kekulo. Even if there's no Menachemim, you can do things, sit on the floor, etc., right? But on Shabbos you can't do anything. You can't sit on the floor, can't put on a torn garment. So therefore you have to keep the whole day. Because it's not doing, it's only refraining. There's no avil sin of doing, only of refraining. Right? No one agrees with him. Says the Taz, no. Says the Taz.
Sitting on the floor is considered doing, or is this your brain sitting on the chair?
No, that's doing. But you're not allowed to watch house. Says the Taz, Medina al-Pidin, he says no. You just need to wait for the beginning of the day. Right? You just need to wait for the beginning of the day. So he says, nope, just Hanetzachama. What's the Svara? Because you just need to do Mitzas Hayom, but you would do all day. What I mean by this is, if it's the weekday, then you sit on the floor for 1 minute, because you would sit on the floor all day. But if it's Shabbos, where there's all you would do is refrain from washing and things like that all day, so you need to refrain from washing for 1 minute. However, says the Taz, what's the minhag? Says the minhag is the same as Arma says here, till after shul. The minhag is till after shul. Interestingly, it doesn't make it into the Shavanar so much. But in the old days, the owners of Rishonim, they used to have elaborate tekes of Nichma Velum. As strange as that sounds, they would just do it in a toned-down fashion after Shul and Shabbos morning. So there wasn't any Menachem. Lemais is the minhag is till after Shabbos. Says the minhag is after Shabbos. I assume by Shabbos he means Musaf, just morning services. I don't think he means like, you know, till, you know, by Ibn Sahara. The minhag is after Shabbos. If you look at the Pesach Tshuva here, he summarized all of this. The Yivah Shol was asked whether he can wear his white shirt. Okay, now they wear the white shirt anyway, so it's not so a gift for us. But theoretically, when does it start? And he quotes, well, the Taz says that since on Shabbos, all you do is refrain from washing. If you refrain from washing for 1 minute, that's good enough. You before Shul. Says, but even the Taz admits at the end, the minhag is not the way, the minhag is after Shul. Therefore, the minhag is after Shul. What's an Achmina? If the seventh day is Shabbos, the Oval doesn't get an Aliyah. Unless he's Rabbeinu Tam, right? The Avil doesn't get an Aliyah of the seventh day Shabbos because he still keeps the next day of Gagulo until after Shul. That's the Minag HaOlam is like this Minag, according to the Taz, which is what the Givah Shol quotes in this Pesach Teshuvah, till after Shul. Agav, when it comes to the seventh day, so the seventh day next to him, Kakula, the morning Yahweh gets up. What does Yahweh do when he gets up on the seventh day? So nothing is Shofanar for halacha about what he does. Meaning, as far as Shofanar is concerned, he does whatever you and I do every day. In Eretz Yisrael, what's the minhag? Anyone know what the minhag is in Eretz Yisrael? As soon as they get up in the morning of Shiva, makes a Yom Kikulu, Davin Shacharis, people stay for 2 minutes, they sit, they get up and go. What does Yahweh do? Not in, in Eretz Yisrael. Minhag in Eretz Yisrael is he goes to the cemetery to visit the Kever. Minhag in Eretz Yisrael, Minhag Olam in Eretz Yisrael. I've seen Bein Ashkenaz and Bein Tzfardim, you know, all kinds of Jews from what I've seen in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not saying a Chiyuv Gomer. Obviously, if there are circumstances, there are circumstances. But the normal Minhag is they go straight to the Kever. Straight the seventh morning, they go to the Kever. Minhag Olam in Eretz Yisrael. The Minhag Olam in Chutz Laaretz, for some reason, even though it's found in a lot of Achronim, a lot of Achronim say, oh, you go to the Kever at the funeral, and on the day of seventh day, and on the 30th day, and on the 12th month day, etc. In Chutz Laaretz, I haven't seen that as much. It could be because sometimes the cemeteries are much further away in Chutz Laaretz. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, Safa Kol, it's a small country, right? In Chutz Laaretz, sometimes, you know, the cemetery would be a flyer and drive or something. So in Chutz Laaretz, I know Chutz Laaretz. You know, but in America, right? In America, the meaning is they walk around the block. Okay, often the rabbi walks them around the block. Why do they walk around the block? I'm not sure. I guess just to show they're not homesteading Shiva anymore. Okay, it's a nice minute to walk around the block, even though no one's sure where it came from. You know, I wouldn't, hard to call it a Chiyuv Gomer, but I don't know, that's what everyone does, right? It's at least under the mitzvah to be normal. If that's what everyone else does, then that's what one should do. In Israel, they don't have the thing of walking around the block. They just get into the car and go straight to the Beis HaFaras. Okay, Haggah. Base. Shamash Muruchok Balaila came to Sagam Sha'acha Saka Fila Laila. However, sorry?
Yeah, on Shabbos.
What do people do in Eretz Yisrael if it ends on Shabbos? Obviously, they don't go to the cemetery on Shabbos. Meaning, even if it's walking distance, you don't go to cemeteries on Shabbos because it's not Shabbosnik. What do people in Eretz Yisrael do? Do they go Motzi Shabbos? Do they go Sunday? The truth is, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what they do when Shiva ends on Shabbos. It's a good question. Okay, maybe here we'll say what the minhag is at the end of Shiva. Siyam HaShiva. Yom HaShiva Shechol B'Shabbos. Look at this. Ramon has a footnote. Oh no, that's only talking about when to end Shiva. So he says we do it after Shabbos, after Musaf. When I say after Shabbos, I mean after Musaf. but what is he? Aha, here it is. He quotes it to Geshra Chaim. Geshra Chaim says that you should go on Sunday. I assume Saturday night's also an option. Okay. So I assume the minhag in Eretz Yisrael that people go Motzei Shabbos or Sunday, you know, depending on how it works out. I assume it might depend if it's January or July. And how close the Beis HaFaras is. And also some people also don't like to go at night. All right, so they'll go Sunday or whenever. But Beis, yeah.
In Chutz Laaretz, on Shabbos, and on Shabbos, do they walk around the block on Shabbos?
On Chutz Laaretz, they walk around the block on Shabbos. That is a great question. Okay, I'm not sure. It's a great question. Do they walk around the block on Shabbos? My guess is no. No, Mestama no, because they go to shul, right? They leave their house anyway on Shabbos, so if they went to shul, then what's the point of walking around the block? So I assume no. I'll try to ask, see if I can find a safe from Chutz Laaretz, see if it says the minhag is, but I assume no, because they go to shul, so that counts as walking around the block. Beis, Shama Shmur Rechoka B'Laila Kim V'Sagim Sha'acha Sokha B'Laila. Shmur Rechoka, remember we say you need one day of Mitzvim Kekula. Says the Maharam in Rittenberg, if you only need one day, that's not a count, that's not a sphira. That's just a little. And therefore, even at nighttime counts, basically whether day or night, they just keep a few minutes, and that's good enough. Even 1 minute. Gimel, Mi Shemes Aviv O'im Obar Shchodesh Nisan Lo Minim Chates Adar Sha'achra Av Mitzvim Kekula El Tzarch Linog. There's no mitzvah in Kekula on your base chodesh. Why? Because they have to do the full day. Why? So the answer is very simple. We only say mitzvah kechulam at yom. But Yud Beis Chodesh is not 354 days. It's 12 months. There's no din mitzvah yom. There's no din mitzvah chodesh kechulam. Only mitzvah yom kechulam. And therefore, there's no mitzvah chodesh kechulam. You don't have to give 11 months in 1 minute. And therefore, it's not shy to say, oh, keep like 11 months and 29 days in 1 minute. No, because there's no kima sphera of days in any case. The kima of months. And therefore, there's no mixing on kukulu. After Ramah, so think about it. If they started sitting Shiva on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then they have to keep full Chavtes Adar next year. And then, right after they finish the Beis Chodesh, they go straight into your site. Said Ramah, v'nagul hosvodin yosh mitzvah v'o'eim l'nagul din yud Beis Chodesh v'nachal. The minhag is that they also keep Yud Beis Chodesh on the yard site, even though it's not a din at all. It's after the Yud Beis Chodesh. But since the yard site comes right after the Yud Beis Chodesh and it's remembrance of the death of the parent, therefore, if the minhag became that it makes sense. What do you mean? You're going to davka stop doing avails on the yard site? That's a little backwards. And therefore, we keep avails to halacha l'maisa. That's our minhag. We keep avails on the yard site as well. However, says the... here we have machlokes shach and taz. What's the machlokes between the shach and the taz? Okay, taka. The pesachim groups are advanced. We argue the mechaber's makel, but we don't hold that way. What's the machlokes shach and taz? Machlokes shach and taz is what if it's an ibur year? What if it's a leap year? Remember, in a leap year, Yud Beis Chodesh ends a month before the yard site, right? The guy's parent died on Gimel Cheshvan, right? Started sitting shiva Gimel Cheshvan. But he doesn't finish it, and it's a leap year, so he doesn't finish on Beis Cheshvan. In a leap year, he finishes on Beis Tishrei. And a month later is the yard site. So does he still have to keep avails on the yard site a month later? That's a machlokas between the Shach and the Taz. The Shach says no, only if it's Tzomud. Only if the yard site comes right after the Beis Chodesh, you extend avails to the yard site. If it's a month later, then it's just that we don't want to like davka break avilos on a yard site. It would be weird to davka go to the movies, right? To davka go to the movies on the yard site. To davka buy new clothing on the yard site, to whatever it may be. That would be weird to davka be happy, you know, stop being sad on the yard site. But if it's a month later, then we already stopped the avilos for a month. So you don't have to keep avilos on the yard site. That's the shach. The Taz says that no, forever you keep avilos on the yard site. A month later, and the second year, and the third year, and every year, and that's the it says the Taz on own tzarich minigum yom yartishol. So how about avelus on the Yom Hashanah? By the way, is the Hebrew for yard site. Good to know. Good phrase to know. Israelis don't know the word yard site. Yard site is of course Yiddish, right? Yar is year, and German and English are the same in that. Zeit is time, right? The time of the year. How do people speak English know that Zeit means time? A Zeitgeist, right? Zeitgeist. Geist means ghost, which doesn't mean Casper. Ghost means spirit, right? Like when the Catholics talk about the Holy Ghost, they mean spirit. Ruach HaKodesh. Holy Ghost is just Ruach HaKodesh. And we don't believe it, but I'm saying. And we do believe Ruach HaKodesh, just we don't think their stuff. Anyway, so Zeitgeist is the spirit of the times. Okay, so your Zeit is the time of the year, but Israelis don't know that because they don't speak English. They know Yom HaShanah. Avelus Yom HaShanah. Either one of the two cases which are either A, Shana Rishona Achar Shana Mu'uberes, or B, Shana Shnia Ve'elach, says the Bach and the Shach, there's no Avelus. A, Miss Avlin, says the Taz, nope, Miss Avlin, adds the Shach and the Taz, of course, but no weddings, right? Meaning you don't go to weddings. Right, remember we already saw that in the Ra'ah earlier. Halach l'maisu, we pass to like our minhag is like the Shach and the Bach, not like the Taz, and we say Bain the second and third yard site, Bain the first yard site if it's a leap year. We don't keep any Avelos, just don't go to weddings. But we don't have to keep Avelos. And that's the that is our minhag. That all we only keep Avelos on the first yard site. And only if it's a regular year, just because it would be inappropriate to stop Avelos on a yard site. Okay, that's our very clear minhag. Shen Sadi Vav. Avel din over shalonag avilus kol shiva. What if the avel didn't keep avilus? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Avel shalonag aviluso toch shiva bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid mashlim also kol shloshim. An avel who did not keep shiva, whether b'shogeg or b'mezid, has to do it anytime within 30 days, right before it becomes rechoka. So let's say he became Baal Tshuva. He didn't keep Avelos, he became Baal Tshuva. Or just whatever, was really mad at his father or whatever, or just didn't know the halacha. And he didn't keep, for whatever reason, doesn't matter why, if he didn't keep Avelos, and he changed his mind within Shloshim, he has to keep it. Chutz mi'a kriya shen lo kar b'shaschimam, eino kriya l'tov shiva, chutz mi'a v'ima shakriya fi l'achar shiva. Except for kriya. Basically, this is the halachas beforehand. Remember we said, if a guy didn't, we learned this halachas kriya, shen ne'mal. If a guy didn't hear kriya, shen ne'mal. If a guy didn't hear kriya, after Shiva, it's too late for other relatives, but he tears forever for his parents. And what if the guy didn't keep Avelos? So that we did not discuss yet. The answer is, if he changes his mind, comes to his senses within 30 days, then he still keeps it. And if not, then it is too late. There's an interesting discussion here in the Shach and the Taz based on the Bach. Excuse me. Shach and the Taz on the Bach. What if he was sick? What if he was sick and he didn't hear Kriya for the 7 days? So says the Bach that if he was too sick to hear Kriya, then he still tears after 7 days. Because the Chiv of Tearing starts b'shas chimon, when he is distraught. And when he's so sick, that doesn't count as being distraught, because he's too distracted by his sickness. Only when he gets better, then that counts the moment of distraughtness. So, in other words, a healthy guy who didn't agree for 7 days is too late, for his brother, too late. But a sick person, it's ki'ilo, not that he didn't hear until afterwards, he heard, but it's not considered a chimum until he's well enough to tear, and therefore he's chayiv even after 7 days. And he discusses two types of cholin. Two types of cholim, the Bach. Someone who's sick and just has no strength, right? Or someone who's sick and he's not with it. So the Bach says, either way, the chimum is only when he can tear. And therefore he's chayivim after Shiva. Says the Taz. No, he says, depends. There's two different kinds of sick people. If the guy was sick, he wasn't with it, then avada, how could they rechim him until he's with it? Right? If he was delirious, he was just, then even if you told him, the guy's like, he's totally not with it. Totally doesn't have his brain working. You tell him his brother died, he doesn't really feel it yet because he's temporarily not his full mental capacity. Then the chimum was when he reaches mental capacity. Sometimes people are so sick, they're delirious, they're hallucinating, they're not with it. So then, the shas, even if 8 days later he recovers, there's a new shas chimum. Because now he's intelligent and sane and he understands what happens. But if the guy was perfectly lucid, he was lucid, he just couldn't tear because of sakana. So he was too weak to tear because whatever, I know he's wearing, well, in the hospital, in the ICU, and you can start tearing things, whatever the case may be. Then, but he was still lucid. Then his shas chimum is when you told him. And if he was honest and he couldn't tear for 8 days, then he lost his shas chimum. Then it's too late to tear. We paskin like the Taz, the Gesher Chaim, and all the other Mandei Achronim paskin like the Taz. Excuse me. paskin like the Taz, that if a guy was sick and didn't tear Kriya, it depends why he didn't tear Kriya. If he didn't tear Kriya because he wasn't lucid, then when he becomes lucid, we restart the clock, that's the shas chimum, and he tears Kriya. If he didn't tear because he was lucid, he just couldn't tear because of his onus of sakana, then if it's more than 7 days, it's too late because the chimum has gone away, like the Taz. interesting discussion. The Asher Chaim discussed, what about a vase? What if the guy is, what about me? What about a vase? So, let's say 8 days later. So if the Asher Chaim says a similar chiluk, if the guy's not lucid in the hospital, certainly if he's in a coma, even if he's not in a coma, but he's not lucid, and you tell him his brother died, and then 8 days later, if he recovers, you tell him his brother died, he has to count Shimon Shloshim. That's within 30 days. He has to count Shimon Shloshim, because only when he's lucid is if that's when he really finds out. But if the guy was lucid, he just couldn't, he was just sick in bed and couldn't move. If he was lucid, he was just sick in bed and couldn't move. Then, couldn't do things. Then, if you told him his brother died, he's Yotzei Shiva. Because the Gezer Chaim says, Min Hastam, he at least kept some aspect of Shiva. Not in Lunagarid Musam. And that's not, even a sick person in bed can keep some Shiva, right? Even if he's sick in bed. So you know what? So he'll refrain from, learning Torah. They'll refrain from telling a nurse to wash his feet an extra time or something like that. Min Hastam, he does some sort of Shiva. That's the assumption. Obviously, that's a rebuttable presumption, Lechora. But says the Gesher Chaim, Halacha Lemaisa, if the guy's not lucid, then he does Kriya later, because it's a new Shas Chimam, and he does Avelos later. Because if he wasn't lucid, he can know to do Avelos. But if the guy was lucid, he was just very sick, then he doesn't do Kriya later, because it's too late, there's no Shas Chimam, and he doesn't do Avelos later, because Mestama, he was Yotzei, because Mestama, he kept some part of Avelos, even when he's very sick in the ICU. Even a guy in the ICU could keep some part of Avelos. And I guess Lechachilu, we should tell him to keep some part of Avelos. That'll be Yotzei Avelos. Okay, that's Lo Aleinu for sick people. Beis Bamedvar Mishlo Naga Avelos Kol Kol Shiva Zilzal B'Mitzvah Yom Lo Naga Avelos Yom Mishamur Lo Shemes Lo Meis B'Yom Rishon V'Hayu B'Yer Acheres Lo Naga Avelos B'Yom Sheni Gol Yerub Naga Avelos Ein Tzarech Lahashlim Umo Neshiva Miyom HaRishon. When does a guy have to make up for Avelos when he didn't do anything for all 7 days? But if he did a little bit, then he's Yotzei. Here, now just notice this interesting distinction. If the guy's brother died on Monday, if they only told him on Wednesday, he has to start counting 7 days from Wednesday. But if they told him on Monday, he just didn't care. And then on Wednesday, he decided to care and started Shiva, he counts 7 days from Monday. I mean, assuming the guy was buried, right? Because even if he kept the beginning of Avelos and not the end, or the end and not the beginning, or the middle and not the end of the beginning, or some halachos and not other halachos, even though that's not before in the Mechaber, it's before in the Poskim, as long as he did some Avelos for some of the time, then he's Yotzei B'di'evet. So even if for 1 minute of Shiva he sat on the floor or took off his shoes, then B'di'evet, obviously he didn't have Avelos, I'm keeping the whole thing. B'di'evet, he is Yotzei. So it's Chal when he finds out, or when there's a burial, you know, whichever is last. And from then, as long as he did something in the 7 days, then he's Yotzei B'di'evet, and he doesn't have to do Avelos again. Gimel, famous machlokas, Maharami Rutenberg and the Rush. Super famous machlokas between the Rush and the Maharami Rutenberg, right? The Maharami Rutenberg was the Rush's Rebbe. Katan Shemes of the Emo. Vehigdil. The Katan is Pater from Avelos, right? That's how we paskin, right? Remember we discussed this once. The Katan is Pater from Avelos. What if he becomes Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Shavur Shloshim? Does he then have to keep Avelos? Right, so he was Pater, and then he became Chayef. So what happens? You know, on the one hand, what do we see? We saw in Shin Samach Vav that if the guy didn't keep originally, being Bishogi, being Bemezin, and being Baonis also. If he didn't keep originally, then as soon as he's able to, he has to start keeping. Here, the Kotan didn't keep originally because he was not with Sovin Mitzvos. So, but this is a little different. The beginning, Sif Aleph was a guy who was Chayef in Avelos, just with Shogi, Mezin, Onis, whatever it may be. Sif Gimel is a little funny. It's a guy who's Pater from Avelos, the Katan's Pater from Mitzvos. So if he was Pater and then becomes Chayev, what's the din? So this is a famous machlokes in the Maharami Rutenberg. And the Rush, Maharami Rutenberg, says he has to keep Avelos. And the Rush says he doesn't. 1 second. Okay, famous machlokas, Maharam, Ray Rittenberg, and the Rush, Katan Shehigdil, says the Ray Rittenberg, he is Noheg Zion the Lamed, Yom Shehigdil. No, as soon as his Avelus, he becomes a mitzvah, now he has to start keeping Avelus. Says the Rush, no way. Excuse me. Says the Rush, Potter. Says the Rush, Potter. Okay. What does the Bach point out? And how do we paskin? Let's read the Mechaber. Bottom of menu called the Novelos Ve'enu Chayevo. Who paskins this way? The Mechaber. However, the Bach paskins like the Maharam. Why did the Bach pass like the Maharam? It's quoted here in the Taz and the Shach, who both reject him. Because he says, remember Simon Shin Mem Shin Mem Aleph, right? How about Onen Motze Shabbos Kavar Meso Biyom Rishon, Shani, or Shlishi. Anyone remember which Rishon have argued about this case? Right, does he still say Abdullah or not? Anyone remember which Rishon have argued?
Yeah,
I'm in the Rush. The Maram in the Rush. And they said the exact same thing. Says the Maram, Mavdil. Says the Rush, nope. Putter. The Rush says if you're putter in the beginning, you're putter. The Maram says no. Nope. You're pumped in the beginning, but you're chayav later. How did the Mechaber paskin there?
Same.
Exactly. Says the Bach, I'm consistent, and you're inconsistent. Says the Bach, we pass like the Maram. What do we paskin? We paskin that even if you're putter at the beginning, you're still chayav. You're pumped at the beginning of the time. You're chayav later on. You're chayav later on. And he says the Mechaber makes no sense. However, the Shach and the Taz both agree with the Mechaber. Right? The Shach here, it's interesting. The Shach just wrote, oh, it's easy to explain the difference without explaining. Taz goes through the whole thing of the difference. And the Shach says, yeah, I already wrote, it's easy to explain the difference. You don't need the, you know, you don't need really fancy stuff. It's pashut. Okay, what's the difference? So basically, the Shach and the Taz paskin like the Mechaber. We paskin like the Mechaber. What's the difference? Anyone want to tell me what the difference is? How come the Katan was Potter in the beginning, then even when he becomes our mitzvah, he stays Potter? It's very parallel. Only Potter for mitzvahs, Katan Potter for mitzvahs. The Katan stays Potter, but the Onen becomes Chayev. Why should we differentiate?
Because the Iker's amount of Abdullah, that's what they're talking
about. Right, exactly, like we said at the time, right? What's the Svara? Says the Shach, very, very, very he doesn't even say it so much, but he says, what's the difference? The difference is Pashut. Is that one, what's the Iker time? What's the Iker time? The Iker time, and here he says that the Taz says it with a certain knach that he doesn't think. you need that knach. But what's it? Just the kitzur. What's the difference? The difference is that here, the Iker Zman is until Tuesday. But over here, no. The Iker Zman is Miyad. The Iker Zman is Miyad. That's the difference. By Avelos, the Avelos is called things I go, if you don't do it originally, you have to do it later. That's what we learned in the beginning of Shin Sadivad. If you don't argue to Toshiva, you didn't do the Avelos, and he changed his mind during Shloshim, he has to make it up. Okay, that's just making it up. But the Iker's mind is right away. Later on, it's just Tashlumin. As opposed to Havdalah, where the whole reason we hustle like the Maram is that the Iker's mind is until Tuesday, and it's not Tashlumin. The the Taz, he just adds, he says, It's not that the Iker Zman is the first 7 days. Because then if he was in Scotland within the first 7 days, he'd have to keep it. He says, no, the Iker Halos is only at what he calls a Shas. The Taz just adds something. What does he say? He says that, well, don't say the Iker Zman is the first 7 days and after his Tashlumin. Because even if he becomes Nisgadol on the third day, he doesn't have to keep anything. He says, no, the Iker Zman is a Tzchal the Merirus, and then it continues. The Merirus is Stimus HaGolol, or if he wasn't Stimus HaGolol, when he finds out. Right? And therefore, or Nosra L'Ketof, or whatever the case may be. Right? Or, you know, or rather not Nosra L'Ketof, but, you know, a Hechzer Penehem, etc. Says the Iker Zman is really the first moment of Merirus. Everything else flows from that. And therefore, if he was Pater the first moment of Merirus, he is Pater forever. Okay, we pass like the Shach and the Taz. The Taz brings a lot of Rayos, but we needn't get into them.
Count seven from then.
I just want to add two things before we move on to the next Simon. What are two things? First of all, the Gesher HaChaim writes that our minhag is to make a compromise. Interestingly, it says our minhag is to make a compromise. Alpi minhag, not alpi din. Fascinating. What does he say? He says that our minhag is that if he is nisgadol and Rosh Shiva, he finishes Sivra with the family. And that's neither the Rosh or the Maram. The Rosh says he's Pater. The Maram says he starts Shiva. Yeah, the Rosh would say, the Maram would say, if he becomes Bar Mitzvah on the fifth day, he has to start Shiva and keep an extra 5 days. The Rosh says he's part of the Gamre. The Gesher HaChaim says, Alpi Minhag, he continues to Shiva with the family because it's not nice for everyone to be sitting Shiva and for him to just be going about his merry way. And therefore, the minhag is, what's the minhag?
People will say, I'm up.
Yeah. The minhag is that he finishes with the family. That's the minhag. And it's a good minhag. It makes sense. but that's neither the Maram nor the Rush. The other controversial piece is, what about Yud Beis Chodesh? Says the Pesachei Tshuvos of Gan Dalin named the Chochmas Adam, that its master is also part of Yud Beis Chodesh, because one is the Lashon Chaber, Baltim Yedu Kol Din HaVeimus. Efshar Sheish L'Chalik, but maybe you can mechalik, since Mishom Kibet HaVeim, and not Mishom HaVeimus, not Ikar HaVeimus, really Kibet HaVeim, maybe Shvi Chayim in Yud Beis Chodesh. So Chochmas Adam said, Efshar Sheish L'Chalik, it's a big machlokas. How to paskin on this? The Aruch HaShulchan Taka paskins, like the Chochmas Adam's Efshar Sheish L'Chalik against the pashtus of the Mechaber, and says, and says that that you should keep your base chodesh. The Gesher Chaim says, there's what to be some to be makel like pashtus of the Mechaber. So what about your base chodesh? The Mechaber sounds pretty clear. It says batel mi menu kol din avilos veinu chayav bo. If he meant you had your base chodesh, he should have said so. He shouldn't said batel mi menu kol din chayav bo. So pashtus of the Mechaber is that he putter. The chachmas adam. And the Aruch HaShulchan said he's chayav. Why? I guess what they'd say, since Mishum Kibud of the aim, the Iker Zman is 12 months. Meaning, only chayav till the end of the 12 months, not to start a new 12 months. Right? Because it said, for Kibud of the aim, that's not a dinner, Marius. That's a Kibud of the aim. The Iker dinners for 12 months. You should be thinking about his parents. Halach Lamaisa. Halach Lamaisa says the... Yeah, just to be Mashlim. Chayav Lahashlim. Yud Beis Chodesh, not to start again. Just to be mashal Yud Beis Chodesh. I think that's even clear in the Chochmas Adam. I don't know if it's in the quote of Pesachei Tshuva or not. But that's clear. He means just to be mashlin. Halacha Maisa says the Gesher HaChaim that Yeshua Lisboch A makel yeshlo alma lismov, meaning that it's nice to have kibbutz ba'ein and to finish the base chodesh, but if he wants to be makel, he can be makel. So here also, meaning, you know, you have to have sensitivity. What, you know, this happens sometimes. You know, what if all of a sudden all his friends are bar mitzvahs? He's missed the whole year of bar mitzvahs because he's in a famous. You know, it's very hard for a kid at that age, etc. If it's just not narishkeit, whatever, you know, the whole family's not going to cut the money. They can send him without his older brother and sisters. Then he can stay home with his older brother and sisters, you know, and be makhra for the schachas adam. But definitely, if there's a reason why he wants to be makel, especially since for kids you always need a lot of sensitivity in these situations, then there's definitely one should be makel if that's what the kid wants to do. Okay, Shin, yes.
Yes, I'm going to If you, in order to be Mekayim Shiva, so all you need is on day, random day, to have done something for Shiva. So let's say a person misses it and now needs to make it up. So does it only get triggered by, like, your first day is a day that you actually are knowing Shiva? Or, like, can you say, okay, like, I'm starting Shiva now and then 3 days later actually be knowing it and have that block of time?
That's a good question. Narrowly, my intuition is that it only starts when the guy starts keeping it.
So, and then, like, but for the next 6 days, he doesn't have to do anything, meaning?
Correct, b'diavad, correct.
Right, you just have to, like, do something at some point.
No, it's still usher for him, means once he started, right. It's usher for him to violate it. But he's still yotze. Right. Yeah, and a chanami. It's a funny thing. once you start the clock, basically, you can't stop it. Unless you revata to the whole thing. Okay, Shin Sadi Zayin, Dine Eidos Lenogavelos Alpihem. Even Bizman Azed, these things could still happen. You think everyone knows who's alive and who's dead, but even nowadays, not so pashut. Granted, you get very clever questions about this. Miss Avlim, Alpied Echod, Ve'Ebipied, Ve'Ovikom Mesech Vitumo. Basically, Avelos, not like Dine Mamanos, Avelos is Yisurim. And in Yisurim, we are Megel even with a very low standard of Eidos. And therefore, even an Eid Echad, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a Karov or Ish or Isha, etc. Doesn't need Kosh Leidus, Nidin Mamanus, Nidin Fashos, and even Eid Mipi Eid. And here's the controversial part, right? Because we know Obicham Mesiach Mituma works in some areas of Halacha and not in others. But, it's a Machloksi in the Ramban, the Marami Rittenberg. The Ramban said, even going to Sechel Pitumo, it works for Matri Naguna, it works for Sami Surim. And the Maharami Rutenberg didn't like the going to Sechel Pitumo. So going to Sechel Pitumo doesn't always work for Surim. So that's a big machlokas. Do we rely on a going to Sechel Pitumo, meaning he's speaking innocently? He doesn't know it's a halachic thing. He's just innocently reporting. By the way, this can happen sometimes. Some guys, wherever, and all you know, is going to be safe with Vituma. The post can write without getting into it. Nowadays, if you have governments with death certificates, that's better than Misiel Vituma because it's like Umar Lamari Nasi, right? The government wouldn't break its own rules. But sometimes you just have a report or a government report of some sort. This happens in war sometimes, unfortunately. Even in the modern day era, someone to Vietnam, they didn't always know exactly what happened to them. So the we Paskin, like the Mechaber, like the Ramban, that we rely on Goy, Mesiach Mitumo. The Shach says that the Klal, the Ramban, is whatever works for Matra Naguna, what we call Eidus Isha, also works for Avelos, for different reasons. Matra Naguna, we rely on a low standard of Eidos because Mishum Igun, Hikulu Barabanan. And Avelos, we rely on a low standard of Eidos because it's only a Dindar Abanan, and therefore we rely on a low standard of, excuse me, Eidos. Okay, there's a lot of interesting lumdas here. We won't get into all of the lumdas, but we pass like the Mechaber. That is clear. The Taz brings a machlokas Rishon about it. We pass like the Mechaber. We rely on Goyim Mesiach Lefi Tumo. Let's go to Beis for a second. Shnaim on Meish, Shnaim on Lomeis. Ein Omes Abel. You have Trey or Trey, right? Exactly 50-50. Whether the guy died or he's still alive. Then we see Safin Karbanon Lakula, because Avelos Drabanon, and we're not Miss Abel. Not, yeah, but sorry? What'd you say? No, Trey, it doesn't matter. Only by one and one it makes a difference. By by trade or trade, it doesn't matter if they came at the same time or not. And not to mention like the Becheskes Chai, but which might be questionable if they came at different times, but not for now. The interesting machlokas here, which we're not going to be able to fully get into, but a fascinating machlokas is, what if someone got a telegram or a letter that his karov died, but he doesn't know if it was within 30 days or after 30 days? He doesn't know if it's Shmur Chok or Shmur Krov. Again, nowadays, that might be easy to find out. But still, what's the difference? Let's remember, Shmur Krov within 30 days, there's no difference between parents and other relatives. Shmur Krov within 30 days keeps full Shem or Shloshim starting now. Shmur Chok after 30 days keeps 1 minute. So he doesn't know what he should do. So what do we paskin? So this is a big machlok between the Shach and the Taz. Excuse me, it really goes back to the Bach. The Bach and the Shach versus the Taz. What about Safeg Shmua Krova, Safeg Shmua Rechoka? Says the Shach and the Bach, Miss Abel Shiva and Shloshim. Why? What happened to Safeg Rabban and Lekula? What's what happened to Safeg Rabban and Lekula?
No,
just so it's not the trade. Trade, we say something around the kula. You just don't know. The guy got a letter, his brother died. The letter doesn't say when his brother died. And based on the circumstances, it's not obvious when. Right? It's not the postmark doesn't give it away. So says the Shachanan, what's the Svara? The Svara is Chezkas Chayim Chazaka. His brother used to be alive. Now he's dead. What's the rule? Something used to be one way, and now it's a different way. When do we assume it changed? As late as possible. That's the rule of Chazaka. We assume that there's a lie until proven otherwise. So if you only got the letter now, you assume he was alive until now. Or if you got the letter and it took at least 3 days to get to you, you assume he was alive until 3 days ago. Yes, even when it's Nishtanim Faneinu, meaning Chazaka the Meikar versus Chazaka the Hashti, you could say now he's for sure dead. Last I checked, he was for sure alive. The general rule in Shas is Mikvah Sheninda V'Nimtza Chaser. Well, that's different for other reasons, but theoretically at least, right? The Mikvah used to be kosher and now it's pasul. We assume it was kosher until proven otherwise, even though that case is not a good example for other reasons. That's the general rule. Chazaka D'Meikara beats Chazaka. Basically, the rule is to say Chazaka D'Meikara beats Chazaka D'Hashta. What used to be beats what is now. The Taz says Eino Misabel. Why? He says Pashut. What's the Svara? Well, that's easy. Safek Darabana Lekula. But that doesn't really answer what happens to the Chazaka. So here you get a big discussion all day according to the town. It's an in-depth Shas Sugya, which will just scratch the surface of, give you the tip of the iceberg. He says, why is there no Chazaka? He doesn't say Chazaka the Hashta beats Chazaka Meikara. He knows that's not true. But why does he say? Why is there no chazaka? So he says, well, you have a chazaka de me'ikara versus, let's say, chazaka de hashta. He doesn't use these phrases. And normally chazaka de me'ikara wins. But here, the chazaka de me'ikara has something weak about it. Without meaning to depress anyone. What's weak? And he points out, all the cases in Shas where we assume someone's alive is where we don't know if they died or not. Like Sifes. Two people say your brother died. Two people say he's alive and well. So you assume he's alive and well, right? We're getting Daflam. We're learning getting this year, right? The guy sends the get from Dinas Hayam. You assume he's still alive when his wife receives the get. The guy, Cohen, goes to Dinas Hayam. His wife still is true. Assume he's alive, et cetera. And guy sends the Chatas from Dinas Hayam. You bring it on the Mizrach, and you assume he's still alive, et cetera. But he says, when a guy, you knew he's alive, and now you know he's dead, then you're a sukkah when he died. You don't use a chazaka, but why not? Doesn't chazaka to make car always be chazaka to hashta? It says, yes, some kinds of chazakas, but not chazaka being alive. Because what's a little shvach about the chazaka being alive? No, besides that.
Everyone dies.
Exactly. Thank you, Binyamin. Everyone dies. Therefore, the chazaka to make car, if it was a chazaka, that chazaka, there was a kibetza of this food. And then it shrunk and it's less than a kibetza. We assume it only shrunk now. Right? But being alive is a bit of a weak chazaka because everyone has to die. Chazak the Beikara normally beats Chazak the Hashta, but this is a weaker Chazak the Beikara because everyone dies. And therefore, it's a Chazak the Beikara that's already a little Omid Lishtanos versus Chazak the Hashta, and that creates a 50-50. Okay, this, as you can imagine, is a big Shasugya, and we will leave it at that. Okay, this is a fascinating discussion. What if now, says the Shach, what if a guy got a letter and then he went to someone who possibly like the Taz and told him not to be Misabel? Then he went to someone else who told him, no, the Achronim really grew the Shach Lebach. We possibly like the Shach Lebach. Now what does he do? So that's discussed by the Mara Mintz. Says the Shach and the Taz, the language is a little unclear, but it's clear what the old says the Shach Lebach rather. Says in the end, if the guy went to someone who passed like the Taz, so he didn't keep a veilus. I mean, then he went to someone who Paskin like told him the real Pesach is like the Shach. So the answer is, if by now it's been 30 days, then he doesn't keep a veilus. It's too late. If by now it's within 30 days, then he starts keeping Shiva. Okay. Shin Sadi Ches, and with this we'll end. Famous Machlokes Rishonim. Let me just get the board. Is Avelos Doraisa or Darabanan? How many Shitas are there about whether Avelos is Doraisa or Darabanan?
Three
in the Beis Yosef. Right? Which three do you know of?
Darabanan, Doraita. First day is Doraita, that's Darabanan.
That's three.
Is there more?
Not in Beis Yosef. What are the three sheetahs he brings? Says the Raven, Shloshim is me Doraisa. What's the marker of Shloshim being Doraisa? What? Interesting, but no, because that wasn't the Krovin. What's the mucker? Is Nadav Avihu. What does Moshe tell them? Rashechem al tifro. Don't grow your hair long. So that means a novel has to grow his hair long. And we know that's the Dev Shloshim. Okay, that's the... What does everyone else say? What else says, no, he wasn't referring to Allah. He was just referring to the Minhagim, what people usually did. A third Shita, the Shita that's not in the in the Beis Yosef, but the Rif, the Shem, Mektas Gabonim, says Shiva is Midoraisa. How do we know Shiva is Doraisa? Do we ever find a source in the Torah that Krovin sat Shiva for 7 days?
That's Miriam. That's not Krovin, sorry.
Ayas Laviv. Evel Shivas Yomim. Yosef bin Avel was 7 days for Yaakov. Okay, why do we not pass on that the way? What's the obvious reason why we shouldn't pass him based on that? It was before Matan Torah. Next Shita. Here already you get much more popular. Gaonim, Rif Rambam, and others say Yom Rishon is Midoraisa. If it's the Yomisa. Meaning if you bury on the day the fellow died, that's the real first day, that's Doraisa. What's the mucker for one day, Doraisa? Don't tell me what it says in Ba'achrisa ki yom mar, one bitter day that we don't put in tefillin, because that pasuk is not in the Torah. Rather, what's the mucker? The mucker is aninos. Not aninos, what we call aninos, misha mesa mutla fana. That's not in the Torah. What's in the Torah that an onin can't do? Bring a carbon or eat a carbon. Ve'achalti chatas, back to the review. Hayom, right? Achalti chatas hayom. So that shows for one day there's aninos yomas d'oraisa, aninos lailas d'rabbanan. Okay, and what's the shita of the Rishoni Ashkenaz? It's all midrabbanan. There's no mucker in the Torah. Okay, four shitas. The first two are shitas yachids. Right? The second one doesn't even have a name. How do we paskin? That depends on, well, geographically. How do you think we paskin? Depends if you're Sephardi or Ashkenazi, right? Sephardi base themselves on the Rish and the Rambam, and Ashkenazi base themselves on Tosos and the Rush. Look at the Mechaber, Avelis Yom Rishon, and Hu Yom Misu, Kfur HaVidor Reisa. Only if it's the day he died. Not like in America where they buried 2 days late. Like in Eretz where they bury right away. It's the Reisa. Ushar Yom Midar Bonan, Bamed Vermum, Shiva Mesem, Fresh Batar, Shiva Matam, and the Hevel, also Shiva Sifol, and Kinesim, Shiva Nidal, and Hu Yom Rishon, and Midar Bonan. Okay, that's obvious. Meaning, when is it the Reisa? Only for the Krovim, when the Torah considers Krovim, right? Mentioned in the Kohanim. The Krovim, the Rabbanan added, like your maternal half-brother, etc., that's only Drabbanan. But for the real Krovim that are in the Chumash, the first day is Doraisa if he died that day. And some people say it's all Drabbanan. If you're Sephardi, you pass like the Stam or the Yeshomrim? The Stam. So this is the Machaber. What does the Rama say? Nothing here. But the Shah says, if cotton days, Mahachi Kaimal Uncle Kamin Shin Sadi test, Sefi Gimel, the Rama says explicitly that we hold that Avelus is Drabbanan. Why he didn't say it here, and why he didn't say it here, I think the answer might be because Shin Sadi Chesin Na Halach Lamaisa, he doesn't have to say what Minig Ashkenaz is. There's no Nafkamina, right? Do you see a Nafkamina here? There's no Nafkamina. So therefore, he didn't feel obligated to say anything, and Shin Sadi test when it came to a Nafkamina. Then he already said, I'll tell you how we paskin. Okay, halach lemaisa, Ashkenazim paskin Rabbanan, Sfardim paskin do Reisa. Is there an afkamina? Maybe there'll be one in Shin and Shin Tzadi Tes. So far we don't know if there's an afkamina. Just, I'll tell you the famous word of the Ran, of the Rav. What do they all ask on the Rambam? They all ask on the Rambam the following question. How could you learn Avelos from Aninos? Avelos is after Kvura, and it has an Isser of Ruchitza and Sicha and Tasha Misa, or Anilos Asambel and etc., which are not Usser before the Misa. And Aninas has an Isser of Kachim, which is not Usser before the Kvura, it's only Usser after the Kvura. You know, Aninas has separate Dinim, and Avelos is separate Dinim. They're two separate Dinim. How can you learn one from the other? So now, if you're the Ramban and Bein Peretz, you could say, no, they're not two separate Dinim. All the Yisra of Avelos are also known before the Kfura, and according to many Shonim, the Yisra of Ichilus Kachim is known after the Kfura, but for the Rama, it's a problem. Remember, the Rama was the one who said, like the Machaber, that all the Yisra of Avelos don't apply during Aninos. So how can you learn the Yisra of Avelos from Aninos if the Yisra of Avelos don't apply before Kfura? That's the famous question of the Rama, right? The famous question of the Rama is Lishitase. It's the only question of Lishitase. It's not a question in the other Rishonim, right? What's the famous question on Rambam? On Rambam, only Lishitase. Why doesn't Avelos apply before Kfura like Aninos? If it's we've learned for Aninos, then it has to apply before Kfura like Aninos. But the Rambam is Dafka, the one who says it doesn't apply before Kfura. So the Rambam is problematic. Famous question on the Rambam. Again, for other Rishonim, it might not be a problem. The Rambam says, Avelos does apply beforehand. Although, it's still not so, it's still tricky, but it's a body question for them. The Rav gave a famous answer. What was the Rav's famous answer? Says the Rav. The Rav said, we mentioned this before, there are no Isuri Avelos. It looks like Avelos has Isuri, right? Asur ben Yil Sasandal, Asur ben Tashamita, Asur ben Tavot Torah, Asur ben Rechitza, Asur Besikha, Asur Besimcha, Asur, etc., etc. Says there's no Isserim of Avelos. There's only a Kiyam of Avelos believed. The most famous word that Avelos is the Ikra Kiyam believed, which is just concretized through certain actions. So the Rav says Avelos is not an Isser, but a Kiyam. what kind of kiyum you believe. And therefore, avelus is not an isser, it's a mitzvah. You know why we don't practice avelus according to the Rambam before Kfura? Because Misha Mesa Bukulafana is putter from positive mitzvahs. And it theoretically applies before Kfura, but Mi Shemeso Mutalafanav is Pater Mi Mitzvahs Asay. So that's why he doesn't have to do it. Theoretically, you're right. According to the Rambam, it should apply before Kfura, but since Mi Shemeso Mutalafanav is Pater Mitzvahs Asay, he doesn't have to do it. That's the Rambam's famous answer. The Divrei Yecheskel gives the same answer. That's the Rambam's famous answer. It's a brilliant answer. Question is, do you accept it in common sense? I understand, why is it only in Pater Mitzvahs Asay to not distract him from his mace? But being misavol in his mace, not distracting him from his mace. Is being misavol distracting him from Gerus HaMace, or is it helping him focus more on Gerus HaMace? Okay, the Rebbe would say, no, he's Pater from the Kiyum Avelos, so he's not to be distracted from the Mitzvah of Gerus HaMace. Okay, could be. Even though Mitzvah Avelos is about the mace, but it's not about Gerus HaMace. He has to focus on Gerus HaMace. And Avelos the mace can distract him from Gerus HaMace. Oh, if it's an Isser, he's high in Isserim. It's not an Isser. It looks like an Isser on the outside, but the Rebbe's a brisker. But it looks on the outside, it's not clear what it really is conceptually. It looks like an Isser on the outside, it's really a mitzvah say. After all, the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah say. Okay, no, nice answer, the Rebbe. Perhaps we can give other answers as well, but we'll leave it with the Rebbe now. Famous defense of the Rambam. In any case, we Ashkenazim don't hold like the Rambam, so we don't have to worry about this. We'll pick up Mirtz Hashem on Sunday. Anyone have more questions, please feel free to ask. I got the first thing. Yes.
Why is that specifically?
Because the Rambam says the mucker of Avelus Midoraisa is from Animus. Just like you're not allowed to cut him, you have to do Avelus. So hold on. You're not allowed to cut him straight away from the death, even before Kfura. So how can you have to keep Avelus before Kfura? It's a good question. I thought maybe you could answer differently. If the Iker is the key of a lave, you could just say the Iker is the key of a lave of focusing on the mace. Before Kfura, the way to do the key of a lave of focusing on the mace is to focus on the Kfura. After of a Kfura, when you can't focus on the physical needs of the mace anymore because he's underground, then you focus on the mace through a velus. But if the key of a lave, it can express itself differently depending on where the mace is. But that's not what the Rebbe said. It's
using the
Rebbe's Yisov, but not taking it in his direction. It's actually fascinating. Mamash, the Divrei Yecheskel says the exact same word as the Rebbe here.
You told me once that they always...
Yeah, there's a few places where he says the same word as the Rebbe. I don't know who stole it from both. Where great minds think alike. Yeah, sorry, Kiyon. Yes.